Good evening. It's me, the Monk. Have you ever listened to Trash Taste and thought, that doesn't seem too hard, I can do that? Well, you're in luck, because today I want to talk about Anchor, the easiest way to make podcasts, and it's completely free. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many, many more. I mean, it's literally what we're using now. They have creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast from your phone or computer. And you can add any songs from Spotify directly to your episodes. The possibilities are literally endless. You can make anything, music analysis, talk shows, or even an anime podcast that talks about anime. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. So if you want to give podcasting a go, download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Anyway, back to the episode.
Hello, gamers, and welcome to the next episode of Trash Taste. Fucking, I started
what
already.
Is this Midnight Radio? Like, hello there,
you. You know, I don't even want to pretend I have energy right now. I'm coming in with a chill.
You don't have any
today.
Energy?
I don't know.
You're the host, Garn. You should come in with host energy.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this episode of Trash Taste. I am your host for today. Gaunt and that was that enough energy, Connor?
Who are we? I don't know who we are.
I am Gaunt, and once again, I'm joined by my host, Connor, and Joey.
Oh, wow.
How have you boys been?
We've been all right. How have you been? It's more of a question.
How have you been, Gaunt?
I've not been all right. Yeah. I mean, I've certainly been in isolation. So, yeah. If you didn't know, this is actually the first time we filmed in 3 weeks now. Because we took two weeks off, right?
Yeah.
I don't know about you boys, but not filming for like 3 weeks felt like 3 years for me.
Yeah.
Right? Especially for me, right? Because I go on Twitter, I go on social media, I see you guys, you know, streaming, doing all your shit, and here I am just being like, just in bed ill, you know, can't really talk.
I don't think anyone can fault you for that, right? Like, you got fucking COVID. Of course you're going to be
sick. So if you didn't know, I unfortunately tested positive about 2 weeks ago now. It's been actually 15 days since I tested positive.
Yeah.
Now I have officially tested negative, so I am safe to film with the boys.
But
just in case I'm in like my own isolation corner right here.
Yeah.
We didn't plan this.
But yeah, I mean, so I've been in isolation for 14 days and
how does it feel? How does it feel to get COVID?
It sucks. Okay. I mean, luckily
it feels American. Fuck.
Wow.
I'm sorry, we're British too. I had to. It's been 3 weeks.
How many minutes has that been?
I was
having withdrawal symptoms for 3 weeks. Being like, I want to shit so hard.
My veins were bursting. I hadn't insulted America in 3 weeks.
Yeah, so like, I remember when I got it, I was honestly a little bit salty. Okay, I was a little bit salty. Not because, obviously, getting COVID sucks, right?
Yeah. Mm.
But I was a little bit salty because before I got COVID, I hardly ever went out at all.
Right.
I didn't go out because I spent all this time marathoning all the great anime of 2021 to make my Best of Anime 2021 video. So I was just like inside, just watching all the best shit, all this anime. Didn't go out. I went out, aside from Trash Taste recordings, I went out once. And the only time I went out was with these boys. that was literally the only time I went out in the past 2 weeks prior to me catching COVID.
Yeah.
Right?
I think I figured it out.
You think you figured it out?
I know why you got it.
Okay.
I think the air when you're 6 foot is high enough that COVID is traveling in the 6 foot sphere. Under the 6 foot, we couldn't breathe it in. We couldn't breathe it in.
Wow. Yeah. It's like air, hot air rises, right? It's like COVID rises.
COVID is rising.
I was about to say anime gives you COVID, but like, you know, I guess that's another hypothesis as well.
That's the actual scientific, we're not scientists, do not take advice. Yeah.
COVID is the height equalizer.
We needed this. We needed
a nerf 6 foot or something.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. So I remember like when obviously when I tested positive, I remember messaging these boys, being like, boys, I gotta be honest, you should probably be careful because I'm not gonna lie, the only time I've been out in the past 2 weeks has aside from Trash Taste, which I'm also with the boys, was with you guys when we went out for that one business meeting.
Let me just say, I'm glad I got that text while I was on the toilet because I did shit myself when I read that. I was like, oh my god.
Would you shit yourself if you weren't on the toilet?
Probably. Yeah. So I was like, thank God my pants are down and I'm literally taking a shit.
Yeah. So I was like, brace yourself, boys. Am I come?
Storm's coming.
Yeah, the storm's coming. And then it didn't come. And apparently I was the only one who got COVID in our entire office. I mean, yeah. I say this because I'm happy that no one else got COVID aside from me. Okay, yeah. I'm happy.
Why didn't anyone else get it? I don't want to be the only one.
But as the guy who does not, you know, the only time I go out to make content is for Trash Taste. You boys filming outside, going outside, filming constantly. I'm just like, why me? Why is it me? Why is it the nerd that stays inside and watches anime that gets COVID?
Anime gives you COVID, man, I'm telling you. Why do you think I stopped watching it? Because Sydney got it as well, right?
Yeah. Sydney got it around 2 days after me, which kind of makes sense. That was 2 days after my symptoms had set in. And I mean, like, I think I'm glad that, obviously I'm glad that I was vaccinated and I think it was Omicron as well because my symptoms weren't too bad. I remember I felt something coming. And you know when you wake up and you're like, you have a bit of a sore throat and you like start shitting yourself because you're just like, oh, is this illness? Am I getting ill? Am I getting paranoid?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I remember on like the Thursday night, because I've been paranoid before about am I ill or am I not ill because I have like a slight sore throat or a slight cough or something. Yeah. But I remember Thursday night here and like your body knows when it's about to get ill or like I could feel that my body, like that a storm was coming in my body, right? Yeah. And I was like praying to God that it was just the flu or some kind of normal other illness, right? But like, I kind of knew that something was coming and I was like, I told Sydney, like, I think I'm about to get ill. And I'm like calling it now. I'm calling it now. I'm
going to get ill.
I'm going to get ill.
You can't be mad if I get ill. I already said it.
Like, honey, don't be mad. Promise you won't be mad. I think I'm about to get ill. And so I didn't have a fever, but like my body started to feel like a little bit groggy, a little bit fatigued. Now I'm just like, I felt this before. I've felt this before. I've gotten like the flu or that kind of like illness where it like conks me out for a few days. So I'm like, honey, don't be alarmed, but I think I might be ill. And then I went to sleep, woke up, and I had a pretty high fever for me at least. Like I remember when we did our second vaccination, I had like a fever of like 38 degrees Celsius. Mm. I don't know what that is in Fahrenheit, but on that first day, 12. On that first day, I started off with a 38 degree fever. So I was like, okay, I definitely got a fever.
Yeah.
Went to get tested. And then by the time nighttime came around, that fever had gone up to 40 degrees.
Fucking, which is dangerous.
Which is dangerous. And I was like Googling, right? I was like Googling, when should I like go to the hospital?
What spoiler, he lived.
What is the boiling point for a human?
Yeah, because normally I when I get the flu or something, I go up to like 39 and I'm just like, even then that's
a really bad cold.
That's a really bad cold. Yeah. So I was like, it was like, I remember measuring myself getting to 40 and then I remember Googling, how high does your fever need to be to consider going to the hospital? And I remember Googling it and they said, after around 41 degrees, you should consider going to the hospital.
Right.
And me, already drenched in sweat, I start sweating even more because I'm just like,
what can they do there if you have a fever? It's like, oh, here's a bed. Lie down. Like, what can they actually
do? Is it like
do?
Placebo where like, because you're in a hospital, you're going to get better sooner?
Maybe, yeah. Maybe they're like, oh, he's an IV. It's nothing.
Or maybe they give you like more stronger like, meds. Maybe they give you more stronger meds.
Like, at least
Bokari sweat. Shut the fuck up.
This is hospital Bokari sweat though.
But also it's like one of those things. Okay, go ahead. I'll go on a rant after this.
No, I mean, like all I was going to say is, I feel like it is a bit of a placebo, but also in case your symptoms do get majorly worse, there is someone there to put you under intensive care.
Yeah.
Just in case.
But I'm absolutely terrified of hospitals. That's like the only thing I'm scared of.
No, same.
I don't really.
Well, I don't know anyone who goes to the hospital and goes, yay.
But some people don't mind. They're like, oh, whatever. But I'm like, I will literally do anything not to go to the hospital.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Which probably means that at some point, I'm probably going to come down with something and I should probably go and get it checked out.
But I'm not going to because I'm
so stupid that I'll be like, no, I'd rather not. Because like when I get ill, right? Mm-hmm. I just never ever assume I should go to the hospital. Like, I just think, oh, I should just ride it out. Then you hear stories about how people die from that. And I'm like, ah!
Yeah, because I feel like a lot of this is part of, I mean, I think a lot of this is part of growing up in England as well, because I think there's definitely a difference in mentality when it comes to illness, especially when I started started, you know, dating Sydney and seeing how she handled getting ill versus how I handled getting ill. Cause I'm just like, if I have a high fever, I'm just like, just take some paracetamol, ride it out, whatever. Yeah. Just like start sweating in bed. Yeah, sweat it out, you know. Like, because in England, if you go to see the doctor, by the time you book an appointment and you get the chance to go see the GP, it's always like the fever is already gone, right? The fever's already gone.
So you're either better or dead.
Yeah. So it's either you're bad enough to go to the hospital or you just don't go to the doctor at all. But like with Sydney, because luckily Sydney had health insurance when she was in, when she was growing up in America.
Stop bragging.
Showing Sydney's privilege right here. She had health insurance. Health insurance. But so she would be like, you know, if she just got slightly ill, just go see the doctor. To make sure, just in case.
Use that health insurance to its advantage.
Use that health insurance because you can just go see a doctor. So why would you not go see a doctor? Me dying in bed being like, no, I don't see that. Sydney, I don't need to see a doctor. I don't need to see a doctor. Why would I need to see a doctor? It's only like a 40 degree fever. Google says I need to be 41 to go see a doctor, Sydney. Come on.
I'm safe.
I ain't a pussy boy.
It's true though. In Japan, people are like that as well, I think.
From
what I've spoken to people, they're like, I've got a headache. I'm going to the clinic. And it's like, what? No, you'll be fine. I don't know, just sleep it off. I don't know, maybe I'm being too harsh. Like, but then do you ever find that sometimes you're like, I don't know if this is a me thing, but sometimes I'm getting sick, I'm like, no.
Yeah.
Stop, body. Stop. Stop right now. Don't do this.
What, did you develop NEN?
I think I like have, I don't know if this is just like me being stupid, but I just completely ignore it. When I'm like about to get sick, I'm like, we are not sick. We will continue with our day. Like everything is normal.
That just sounds like copium to the max.
Sometimes I feel like it works though. I don't know. It's cause I don't know if this is pure luck or it's probably my own stupidity. Like sometimes I get ill. I feel like the illness coming. And then in my mind, I feel like this is like a deciding point in my head. I'm like, am I going to resign myself to being ill? Or am I going to be like, no, I'm not ill. I'm going to continue on. I'm going to eat healthy. Right. I'm going to do it. This sounds like some Joe Rogan-esque shit I'm saying right now. It's not, I don't know. Like for small illnesses, obviously if you've got some kind of horrible illness, it's like,
flu is controlled by the government.
No amount of mind power is good. Well, you know, it's like a placebo effect, right? How like, this could be complete like nonsense, but we are not medical professionals.
We're going to say this right now. Yeah. We are not medical professionals.
You know, it's not a joke. I inject horse urine into my veins, Jay. I don't know. Yeah, because when it's like a tiny illness, right? It's like a sore throat, you know, something like that.
Yeah.
Sometimes I feel like how much of your like mental willpower can affect it? Because you hear about, you know, the placebo effect affecting how you can perform in certain situations.
Yeah.
I'm wondering like how much can that affect your likeliness to get sick?
I mean, I do feel like okay, this is going to be complete speculation.
This is all
bullshit.
Anecdotal. Any medical professional will be laughing at us right now.
This is completely anecdotal, but I do feel like your mentality and your willingness to like, I don't know, accept something, it does, I feel like it does play like some kind of subconscious effect, right? Because you hear about stories about people who, you know, have like a deadly illness and because they have like the will to fight it, you know, you know, some people are able to fight through the illness and some people are more inclined to give in, you know? So I do feel based on zero fucking scientific proof and just based on total anecdotal evidence that there is some kind of effect that your mentality has towards illnesses. Sometimes, not every time. You know, I'm not saying everyone who died from cancer being like, you obviously didn't try to fucking, you obviously didn't try hard enough. You didn't fight it hard enough.
You just had to get good.
Cancer is just the dark souls of illnesses, guys. Come on, you just got to get good, man. You just got to get good. No, I'm not trying to say that.
It's like with like little things, with like colds and stuff. I feel that like when I'm way more up for being like, fuck you, I'm going to just continue with my day mentally. I don't know why.
It's not like you do anything to actually like prevent it, right? It's not like you like take a
I go out of my way to not take anything. Like I don't
purposely.
I never take painkillers. To me,
like taking painkillers is the point that I admit defeat and I am actually ill. Do you know what I mean? Like, cause I'm at like, even this time when I could feel my body like getting ill, I was like, no, No, yeah. It's not it. I'm not ill. Yeah. I'm not ill. Like, I'm not going to go out, obviously, because there's a pandemic, but I'm gonna keep working. I'm going to go by my daily schedule. And yeah. I woke up and I'm like, 38. That's like a manageable fever. I'll get tested. Come back.
38 is pretty fucking high. to me,
it was manageable until yeah. like, I remember like sitting at my PC, on the first day that the symptoms started rolling in. Obviously, yeah. at this time, I didn't get any of the test results, so I had no idea. It could have been a cold for all I knew. And I remember sitting down at the computer trying to work, and it was just, as the day went on, I was like, no, body, don't do this. You're not ill. You're not ill. Come on, body. You can power through this. Yeah. And I remember it was around like 5 o'clock where I was like staring at the script and I was like trying to get shit done. And I just like, it just like no words would come out because I was just too tired. I was like, okay, I'm actually fucking ill. Let me take some fucking medicine. Let me take my temperature again and let me like do the fucking-
I mean, just imagine you sitting at your computer and just it's like, oh God.
There are sometimes you're like, shit, my willpower wasn't enough to beat this minor cold. Yeah, yeah. Shit.
Who would have thought?
Yeah. Illness is just a perception, man. It's a perception.
It's same with like, I don't know, like painkillers and stuff like that. I have friends who will, you know, they'll take a painkiller the moment they even get a slight headache.
Mm. Yeah.
But I'm always like really worried because then the same people like speak, this is just completely anecdotal. Mm-hmm. They're just like, oh yeah, well, I it doesn't work as well anymore because I take it too often. And I'm like, well, that's scary. Yeah. I'm just not going to take it unless I'm really, really in pain. And then I'll be like, all right, fine. I'll
because
take
then what happens if they, you know, get like, say like a really massive headache or, you know, worse still, like where it's like, oh God, if you don't have pain medicine, you're just fucked. You might faint, you might pass out, whatever, right?
Like I always worry about stuff like that.
Yeah.
I mean, I think the only scary thing for me was because I'd never gotten COVID before. Like normally when I get an illness, I've been ill enough times to know how my body deals with it, right? Yeah. You know, like, okay, I'm gonna be out for X amount of days. I need to do this. Like I've got this down to a science, right? Yeah. You know, I wake up with, you know, like what's the throatitis, tonsillitis or something, you know, which has happened a few times. I'm just like, okay, I'm going to be conked out for 2 days. I'm not going to be able to speak for like 3-4 days. And then afterwards I'll be completely fine. Yeah. Right. But when I tested positive, I'm just like, fuck, I've never done this before. So this is all new territory for me, man. Like how's my body going to react to it? I've got asthma. Is that going to play an effect? I'm just like, it wasn't like this. I didn't have a bad time. It was more of just like the unknown that scared me the most, right? Because it was something completely new that I had never experienced before. So I had no prior knowledge about how I should best deal with it or how my body was going to deal with it. Mm. Luckily it was fine. Second thing that I kind of shit myself over was the everyone saying that you might lose your sense of taste. I'm just like, you know what? I think I'd rather go to hospital than lose my sense of taste, honestly.
Yeah. What do you mean? With the bread take, you surely did. I think a lot of people would argue that you already did.
You sure you haven't gotten COVID before?
I'm pretty sure gone to COVID for like the past trash taste recording year. Half of these food takes.
I don't think you have any taste buds to kill.
Yeah, you know, like the first thing that I did when I tested positive was obviously I needed to inform Mei-Lin to like inform Geeks Plus and everyone in the office that I tested positive. And the first thing she messages me about is, I've heard that COVID might like change your taste buds. So maybe you'll be able to taste bread now. I'm just like, fuck you, Mei-Lin.
Roasted.
This is not what I wanted to hear when I tested positive, okay?
Were you hungry at all? Did you have an appetite when you...
It was like exactly the same. Okay, so like, here's the thing I hate about being fucking ill, right? Is that it's like, I didn't lose my sense of taste, but like, it was just the same like effect to your taste that you have with any illness, which just, for some reason, everything just tastes shit. Everything just tastes bland.
Man, I get super hungry when I get sick.
Yeah, I remember
that's
like-
That's so weird.
That's because remember when you got ill like the few weeks before when you got like tonsillitis, you just ate a fuck ton. And to me, like I can't eat at all when I'm ill. I just don't eat.
Assuming my stomach is okay and like I have any other illness, I'll just eat a lot. I don't know why.
For me, when I'm sick, like just the smell of food is like, ugh, for me.
Do you remember that one time I got food poisoning? I got food poisoning this one time. And then the next day while I was still dying, I got so hungry for like McDonald's. So I ordered like a fuck ton of McDonald's and I ate all of it. And I weirdly felt a lot better. I don't know why. I feel like I'm the only person on earth who binged McDonald's and then felt better.
Yeah.
I don't.
Yeah. Because usually that's the thing that gives you food poisoning.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You think eating McDonald's after having food poisoning, it's a bold choice. Yeah, yeah. It was really weird.
You're like really doubling down on that.
It was. Okay, actually, the one time I do regret doing this is one time I was really sick. Again, I think with food poisoning. Mm. The next day, I know everyone's going to laugh. I decided to get Indian curry. that was actually a mistake.
Why
would you do that?
I was really craving like butter curry. I don't know why. I crave
a lot of good food when I'm ill as well, but I've had it enough times that you regret it immediately as you take the first bite.
That was the only time I've regretted it. Yeah. Other times I've gotten it and I feel better. I don't know if it's like in my mind, I'm like, yeah, this. Maybe my body's like, oh shit, we got another problem to deal with. Mm. Let's deal with that. And then everything just gets better.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a load of shit, really.
Your brain works one step at a time.
Maybe. I don't know. It's all weird. I feel like no one really understands their body. We're all just guessing. We're all just doing... We're like plague doctors trying to figure out our thing with our own weird rituals. I think we all just have a thing that we feel comfortable with, and somehow it works.
We've sorted it. We've been ill enough times to know kind of how our body reacts to certain things and to deal with certain things. Like, everyone's bodies is different.
Yeah, I'll sit there and like laugh at all these plague doctors from the 18th century, and then I'll just be like, I'm going to willpower my disease away. And so I'm like, is there any really, have we changed at all? I don't think so. I think we've just gotten smarter while keeping
stupid. You know
what will
fix my sore stomach? McDonald's.
Dude, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Wait, but like before COVID, like how often did you guys get sick like per year?
Once a year.
No, yeah.
We're counting food poisoning. I feel like food poisoning to me.
You seem to get food poisoning a lot.
Food poisoning to me, I don't count as getting like sick.
No, that's definitely sick.
That is illness. That is illness.
Hear me out. Because it's like if I poisoned Garn, you wouldn't be like, oh, Garn got sick. You'd be like, Garn was poisoned. Right? It's a different kind of vibe to sickness. You know what I mean? It's not like something you treat. It's like, you got food poisoning? Yeah, you fucked. You fucked. Just deal with it. Just, I don't know.
What? Wait, do you know what food poisoning is?
Yes.
Because it's not like someone slipped cyanide into your McDonald's.
No, I know. But it's like, it's not caused by like a natural cause of like sickness or a bacterial or virus. It's like something went wrong.
It is.
No, I know. But it's not like you got it by accident or something. You know what I mean? Like you stumble across it. It's like something had to go wrong for it to be there.
No, right? I think it's by accident, right?
Yeah.
No.
You wouldn't know something's wrong with the food unless you try
unless
it.
You
no,
ate
I know, right?
It.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't count that as like the natural quota of getting sick. Because like, let's say you undercooked chicken and there's salmonella in it. That's just like, that's fucked. You're done.
Yeah, but that's not the fault of the person who cooked undercooked the chicken. That's the fault of the salmonella.
Well, that's where you cook the chicken,
which is
right?
The disease that comes naturally.
Right. Yeah,
but that's like, not something like, you would ever come across naturally, right? That's not something you would normally come across. Like, let's say-
What do you mean by come across? Like, you mean like just like on the street?
It's like something like carried. Like Garn is like carrying like a normal, I don't know, a cold or whatever, right? It's a different category in my mind. I don't know.
Well, like not every raw piece of chicken has salmonella.
No,
but
there
is a chance that if you have a raw piece of chicken and it's not cooked, then the salmonella or the bacteria will not be killed. Yeah. In the same way that if you go outside and someone has COVID or the flu or something and you stand next to them and they cough and then you inhale
you have a chance
particles,
of getting
then you have the chance of getting it. It's right.
In my mind, I should put it differently, I guess. Because food poisoning is normally just due to the lack of like somebody fucking up, right?
You mean lack of
like undercooking and stuff?
Yeah, undercooking and stuff like that, or bad storage.
Not all the time though. Just sometimes there might just be like a rogue.
Well, like E. coli and shit. Yeah, that's a big fuck up.
Sometimes it's just a matter of like, oh, you know, there was a piece of food there and just, you know, unfortunately just a rogue, you know, disease or virus just happened to fucking stumble upon it.
I mean,
and then you inhale
it's
it.
It's different though, right? Because then
are you saying that food poisoning is more preventable?
Yeah, way more preventable. Well, that's why you can be like, your restaurant can be shut down if you keep giving people food poisoning.
It's
the majority of the time, something like food poisoning is due to somebody fucking up in the chain of because we have these steps, right?
So basically the most times you get ill is when someone has fucked up and given you food poisoning.
Yeah.
Or you fucked up and giving yourself food poisoning.
Mainly me, I look at it and I'm like, ah, fuck it. And then I eat it. And then I shouldn't have fucked
so
it.
So that's why you don't count it as being getting ill, right?
Yeah,
because it's kind of on you. It's kind of on you.
Because like if I just walked past someone in the street who was ill, I don't count that in the same thing.
I'm kind of understanding this mentality now.
It's not an illness, it's a cell phone.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just different in my head.
No, I don't know about you. I count food poisoning as an illness.
Really? I do count food poisoning.
But then again, I don't get sick often, but I think I've only ever gotten food poisoning maybe like twice in my life.
I didn't get it much till I came to Japan. I've had it many times in Japan, weirdly.
Really?
Yeah, like four.
I've never gotten food poisoning in Japan.
Yeah, I've never gotten food poisoning in Japan. I've got it. Like the worst food poisoning I've gotten was in China, and also sometimes in Thailand as well. I think.
Yeah, I got really bad food poisoning in the Philippines.
Yeah, I think. Yeah. You know. But I think food poisoning in Southeast Asia is just like part of the experience, right?
Yeah.
And
Yeah.
Exactly. Yep. Street food.
Preventable if you.
Street food?
No, in Southeast Asia, it is not preventable. That shit is everywhere.
Yeah, I was hospitalized one time when I went back for a while. And damn.
I never knew you could get food poisoning from a mango, but I definitely got it from a mango. Like that shit fucked me up, dude.
I swear to God, every time Sydney has oysters, she gets like fucking food poisoning, and every fucking time she like, maybe this time I won't.
It's so weird. Like I hear, like you hear, you know, every now and then there's those foods that's like, yeah, food poisoning central, right?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Oysters being one of them.
Yeah,
because poor storage.
I've never gotten it from oysters. It's so weird.
You probably only eaten oysters here in Japan, right?
No, everywhere.
Really?
Yeah, I had it in the US, Australia, everywhere, and I've never gotten it.
That's a gamble in the UK.
Really?
Yeah, it's very much a gamble in the UK. And I think a lot of places in the US as well. Because it depends how well they store it or how fresh it is.
Human error. See? This is why I don't count it the same in my head. If somebody sneezes at me in public, I'm like, that can't be helped. You know, whatever. You know, whatever. But if somebody forgot to fucking freeze a piece of fish, then served it to me, someone fucked up and made me sick. That's
how is someone sneezing on you not a human error?
Well, no, like let's say you're in a plane, right? Someone four seats behind you sneezes, whatever. They didn't react quick enough. I feel like I can't possibly
react quick enough.
I couldn't then go to like court and be like, this person sneezed on the plane behind me and didn't cover up their face. You know, I feel like it's not, you can't hold someone accountable. Whereas like, let's say somebody just didn't store a piece of fish properly. That's like negligence on their part. And then they served it to you.
Yeah, I get that.
That's the why I don't treat it the same.
But I don't treat it the same either, but it's still an illness.
Yeah.
It's
regardless of if it's like, that's why it can be helped or can't be helped.
No, no, no.
That's why, but like, I feel like, because it's like not a way to, I doesn't.
That's like, okay, would you count cancer as an illness then?
You don't get cancer from eating fish. No.
What I'm saying is you treat it completely differently, but it's still an illness, right?
Yeah, but like that's something you can just get, right? That's just like different. Because that's like, that most of the time.
Lung cancer?
Yeah, yeah. What if like you smoke enough?
Yeah,
that's,
yeah, yeah.
That's technically
that's
on human error.
That's on you.
So then in that case, it wouldn't be an illness according to you.
But even then, I stuff like that, it's like it only raises your chances, right? Where it's like, if somebody just gives you flat out a completely like fucked up piece of fish or meat that has been stored improperly, you're going to get sick 100%, right? Whereas like there are people who have been chain smoking from like age 10 till 100 who don't get it, right? So it's complete luck on that part. But with the storage food and all that, that's like, all right, somebody fucked up. You know what I mean? That's categorically someone just fucked up and they gave it to you and poisoned you. That's what it is. It's different to like getting an illness. It's totally different.
Doctors in the comments are cracking up right now. I bet. This conversation.
I actually want to know what people think about this. I feel like I'm not the only one who thinks this way towards like food poisoning. This is not a weird thing.
I mean, it's just you getting ill. That's just it.
Like, if you ask me how often do I get ill, I wouldn't count that because that's got nothing to do with like how.
It's an illness.
No, it's not.
You're literally sick.
If I were to just like make myself vomit, would you say like I've gotten an illness?
No.
Well, then why would food poisoning count towards that?
Because it's a literal disease.
But that's got nothing, no comment to like how often you get ill. That's how often you eat bad shit.
No.
Yeah. That's got entirely different.
No, I mean, it all depends on your environment, right? But obviously, if you're in an environment where a lot of, you know, where like a lot of people are ill or we're going through a wave of illness, then you're more likely to get ill. In the same way, if you live in an environment where people are, you know, where people are less careful with their food preparation, then you're more likely to get ill. You know, that's
right.
That is the thing. If you go to Southeast Asia or, you know, a lot of places where the food standards aren't as high. No, like, it's true. It's true. I'm not throwing shade. I'm just saying facts here. Okay, guys, I'm saying facts here. You know, you go to a fucking street vendor on the street. You're just like, how is this meat prepared? Where did this meat come from? They don't fucking know.
You know, from the back of my truck.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Exactly. You know, I mean,
I mean, it's all risk. It's all risk at the end of the day. You know, you can eat raw chicken in Japan. You know, it's still, and apparently here it's more safer because you know, food standards here in Japan are higher. I don't know how true that is, how not true it is, but at the same time, you're still taking a
what
risk.
What if you're the problem?
No. I could be the problem.
What if your stomach's just weak?
Well, no, I mean, if the restaurant just gives me like poorly stored sausage, I think that's their fault, you know? That's not
because the one thing I learned from when I was in the Philippines is that, like, yeah, the food standards are a lot lower than normal, but people don't get sick because they just naturally have more of like a resistant stomach. Right, from living
not
there.
Not always.
Yeah, I'd say that's true, actually. I would
not
say
with everything,
true.
Though.
Not with everything.
Not with everything, but with a lot of things that visitors to those countries would immediately get sick with.
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't say I have a weak stomach. I normally don't really have any problem with like gross foods or something that's a little off. Mm. But I mean, there are times where I've eaten something and then I've gotten really sick and I was like, why did I eat that?
Well, what do you count as food poisoning then? Because like you go to a country. Or something.
Give me an example. Like throw things at me, and I'll be like food poisoning or not.
Okay, you go to a country, right? You taste something that your body has never like tasted before. Yeah. It's like totally new cuisine, and your body's just like, ooh
that's not food poisoning.
I don't like this, and then you get like the shits for like 5 days.
No, that's not food poisoning. Shits isn't the food poisoning.
Yeah.
If it comes back up. That's food poisoning. Normally, okay.
To me, it's like you need to have like, you know, your body is literally, you know, physically reacting in some way where it gives you like a fever or a headache or vomiting, you know, where
I
never get anything like that from eating food. But when I do eat, like I can normally remember what it was that gave me it because I very much felt rough immediately after eating.
Yeah, because I count food poisoning as I am conked out in bed because
I'm throwing up.
Yeah, I'm throwing up. I've got a fever because that is it's literally like a bacterial infection. Yeah.
I think if it makes you feel a little queasy and it gives you the shits, no, that's not. That's just you do have a weak stomach for that.
Yeah,
but I think if you're throwing up, you have a fever. Yeah, you have food poisoning. That's what I would.
Yeah,
but then like I wouldn't in my mind if that happens to me. Let's say I, you know,
did you get that once a year?
Oh, lately it's been more. It's been like.
What the fuck? Yeah. I've only had that like a few times in my life.
Yeah. Well, because I order a lot of food, right? I never cook myself. So I don't know. I think it happens a lot more. Also,
that's what I'm saying. I think it's you.
I think
it's just you.
It's not me.
I think that's a you
I'm
problem.
Not the one cooking it.
I think you just have a weak stomach.
No. Because it's happened where it's not just been me who gets sick from the food. Like other people have gotten sick who are with me who ate it.
Right. Well, maybe they have weak stomachs too.
No, that's not. That is not a good defense. Your Honor, why did you give people like E. coli? Oh, it's got weak stomachs, isn't it?
Yeah. So weak stomach. They just need to get good.
But E. coli, no. That's not how it works. Because I out of the last three times I got food poisoning, two times it was sausage. And I can distinctly remember eating the sausage and being like, really pink. Really, really pink. And I was like, well, I think it's okay. I'll eat it. And then I regretted it immediately after. So I learned that, and the other one was from a bag of Flaming Hot Cheetos that it was like 4 months off.
Well, that's
that's mine, right? But let's say I'm an idiot and I eat a 4 month old bag of Flaming Hot Cheetos, right?
Yeah.
To me, if I start throwing up, that in no way in my mind is in the same category as like, let's say I got tonsillitis or something. Cause this is me being a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
And then I immediately got consequences for it, right? The only difference is like, let's say I got to a restaurant is that I didn't cook it, but somebody still fucked up, right? Let's say the sausage was awful. Like, so in my head, it's not in the same category as getting like an infection from just, I don't know where the fuck I got it from, right? Because it's like somebody fucked up. With the Flaming Hot Cheetos, I fucked up. I massively fucked up.
Yeah. All right, here's the thing, okay? So you go to a convention.
All right.
Okay. You go to a convention.
Yeah.
You party for every day at the convention. Mm-hmm. You get conflu.
Yeah.
Right? Everyone gets fucking conflu. Yeah. A lot of people get conflu.
Yeah, of course.
Does that count as the same thing? Because, you know, like you're going to a place where you know that you're probably going to get infected with something along the way because there's a lot of people in a single area and you're putting yourself in a position where your immune system is going to be weaker because you're naturally doing a lot of shit. Mm. Does that count as the same thing?
Is conflu an illness?
Which category? Is it the food poisoning or sick?
Which does conflu count as an illness?
Getting sick. Like normal sick.
Getting normal sick?
Yeah, normal. That's not food poisoning. I feel like food poisoning is in its own complete like category. Closer to like self-poisoning to me.
Disclaimer.
In my head. I don't know how. Do you understand why I think that way, or is you just don't get it at all?
I understand why you think that because way.
I understand. Like, I just don't agree with
it. Because it's not like I'm going to the con and I'm going around licking floors and I'm licking, you know what I mean? Like, I am just, I know that you're at a higher risk because you're around a lot of people.
Yeah.
People who aren't showering. People who aren't.
Sometimes you shake a hand and you're just like, oh, I better like sanitize this afterwards, man. Also, sometimes you know, man.
Hand is getting sick.
Yeah.
And because we're taking photos, we're getting close to people. People want handshake. Yeah, I understand that that's just like, a big risk. Sometimes I get con flu, sometimes I don't. But that's that again, like it's like that's like me almost squishing like 6 months of interacting into one weekend. So to me it makes sense that you would there was a very high chance you could get a sickness.
Yeah.
But again, like it's not the same with food poisoning. Because again, somebody had to fuck up in my head. I wonder if I'm like the only I can't be the only person who sees it this way. There must be a lot of people.
You're the first in my head.
You're the first person.
How many people have you discussed this with, right? This is not a normal thing to discuss.
It's not a normal thing to discuss because I think for most people, food poisoning is an illness. Like, no question about
it. If you asked me, Connor, what's up? Why can't you come into Trip's recording there? I'm not going to be like, I've been poisoned. I'd be like, no, I got sick. But then in my head, I would have this category that I would label it. It just happens to now we have to talk about it and I'm explaining it. And I didn't realize that people didn't see it this way.
So the next time you get food poisoning and you say, oh, sorry guys, I'm sick. I'm allowed to call you out on that or?
Yeah, you can be like, who fucked up? Yeah.
I'll be like, did you eat another fucking bag of Flaming Hot Cheetos?
Was it you or was it the restaurant this time? Listen, who was it? Who's the culprit?
Here's the thing, right? If I get sick from a restaurant and you only know me, it's like, oh, Connor, are you? Let's say you don't know, like, let's say this restaurant has poisoned like 100 other people, then you would start being like, what the fuck is going on? Why is this restaurant still opening? The only difference is that you only hear my side, right? But obviously, normally a restaurant wouldn't be doing that. But still, I'm not crazy. This is just, it's perception, you know? I sound like Alex fucking Jones. Yeah. Turn the frogs game with the water. You're just hearing one side of the story. It's like,
No. I agree that food poisoning
is very hard to argue without sounding fucking insane.
I agree with that food poisoning is in a different category than, let's say, the flu or tonsillitis. But I would say that there are a lot of illnesses that exist that can exist in different categories from the flu and food poisoning and a lot of things. But at the end of the day, in my mind, they're all illnesses.
If you asked me, Connor, are you sick? I'd be like, yes, if I had both.
Yeah.
But in my head, I don't treat them the same way.
Like there are millions of different illnesses with millions of different ways to prevent it, to stop yourself from getting ill or all this kind of fucking shit.
I want to bear in mind that this is not like some kind of hard scientific definition I put in my head. This is just like a mentality I have towards thinking.
Don't worry, people don't come to trash taste for that shit.
But there's always someone who's comments being like, I'm going to poke some holes through Connor's thoughts. And it's like, well, yeah, because I didn't really think that much about it anyway.
He's
it
just talking out of his arse.
Just kind of rough estimation.
I just don't see the benefit in labeling food poisoning as a different thing.
I feel like that's more of like copium on your end to be like, I'm not ill.
Wait, why not just say they're all illnesses?
Like, I don't know. What is
the benefit?
Because again, this isn't something that I would discuss with people. This is not something that comes out in the open often. Obviously now I'm having to talk about it in front of a million plus people, but that was not my intention. Right. This is just a soft definition in my head towards how I viewed the illness.
Okay, so.
But obviously if you're like E. coli, I wouldn't count that the same as regular food poisoning.
So bringing this back to how we start this conversation.
How did this even come up?
How often do you normally get ill?
That's counting
food poisoning. Once a year, maybe.
Okay,
including food poisoning?
Oh, that's exponentially. that could be like
how many
four,
Flaming
five.
Hot Cheetos did I eat in that year? You know?
How risky are we talking? How risky was my year? Well, last year was like, what, four times? Jesus. Yeah, that's Christ. Three of them with food poisoning, though.
Right.
So one.
So aside from this time, the last time I got ill was literally like 2 years before this.
I don't get ill often. Very rarely.
I very rarely get ill as well. I very rarely get ill to the point where I cannot, like, I cannot work. I need to actually like take a rest and take a break because I feel like I don't know. I feel like my body. Obviously, this is all talking bullshit. I feel like my body, even if like
this whole episode is bullshit.
Yeah, because like there's been points where Sydney has been like fucking conked out in bed with a high fever and all that shit, and I get like a mild cough,
And that's just it. And she's conked out for 2 days, and I'm just like, how are you doing, honey? How are you doing, honey?
This is where hospitals scare me as well. Because I'm like, when I'm around
that's
sick
right, that's
people,
how this whole conversation yeah.
I'm a, when I'm around sick people, I get way more scared of being sick.
Oh, yeah,
of
course.
It freaks me out. Course, I don't know why. Is this like a human reaction that we have? That well, we're like scared of
I think
sick?
I think it's pretty natural to be afraid of
a hospital. I feel like that's a natural human reaction because you just... You are averse to getting ill, you know?
People are sick, people die there. It's like, why would you enjoy a place where people die?
Back when I had it, I mean, it's genetic. What the fuck am I talking about? I still have it.
I was cured.
It's just a state of mind.
That shit away. It's gone, boom, just like that.
It's like food poisoning.
Yeah.
just got my 5-step course on how to get rid of any genetic illness. So I had to go to the hospital a lot when I was a kid because I had to get my blood tested like every 3 months or something, or every 6 months, something like that. And far too often for my liking. And I hated it because I had to like sit there for like 4 hours, get a test, wait, get another test and get results and stuff. And then the whole time I was just surrounded by like very, very ill people. And it was always just like really scary as like an 8-year-old. And then like keep growing up and just keep seeing this. I'm like, uh-oh. And all the offices of like the doctors have are always like really cluttered, really messy. And I was like,
I think the one thing I hate about the hospital the most is the smell.
Yeah, the smell.
Smell of a hospital is just like, it's hard to explain what
there
that
was,
is.
Yeah, there was also like-
It smells of illness. Yeah. Literally. You know, like I said, when you're ill and when I was ill, things just smell and taste different, you know?
Yeah, of course.
Naturally, and it fucking sucks. But like when you go to a hospital, for some reason, you get that same smell where it's just like, man, everything just smells stale, you know?
Yeah,
and,
stale.
It's the stale smell, like the magic, like the color has been like taken out of everything. You know, but like that's how I feel when I'm ill. I don't know. It just feels like life gets like a black and white filter be put onto it.
Do you like the smell of the dentist?
No.
Because I know people who love the smell of the dentist.
What is the smell of the dentist?
Like, Sweeney Todd? What the fuck?
It's like the smell of like I don't know what it's the smell of like. How do you describe the smell of the dentist?
I don't go, bro. I'm British. We don't go to the dentist.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I don't smell the dentist often. I'm kind of just in and out. I want to get out there as soon as possible.
It smells like clean teeth, but in like the worst way possible. It smells like chemicals. That's the only way.
Yeah, I guess so. I never really thought about it. It smells like hand sanitizer. Yeah. You know? Like that kind of fresh kind of like.
All medical places smell like the sterilized.
Yeah, it smells clean, but not in a good way.
Where
it's like,
really?
It's like, yeah, because like, you know, when you think of like, say, you know, something that's clean, right? Like, you know, like scented hand sanitizer or whatever, right? Or like, you know, Febreze or whatever, right? Like usually it's like, oh, that's a good smell. Like that's like a refreshing smell. But like hospitals and dentists for me are just like, it's clean, but something's
no,
wrong.
No, hospital and dentist smell different to me. Like
no, they
very,
smell different,
very
but like,
different
I feel
me.
They're in like the same like category of like, it's clean, but it's not like a good clean. It's like too clean where it's like nothing's here anymore levels of clean. Like it's sterilized is a good word.
Yeah, so it's sterile, which I hope they are. Yeah, I would very much hope that they are sterile, you know?
There's a smell, Apparently dentists smell of clove oil and tooth dust.
Clove oil and tooth dust? What the fuck's tooth dust?
I mean, well, yeah, they don't knock your teeth after they're done.
Oh.
Like literally the dust.
Gross.
Yeah.
Yeah, what?
I don't like it.
Smell of disinfectant and formaldehyde as well.
Yeah. It just smells like chlorine.
No.
It has like a faint chlorine smell. No. Maybe the dentist like it. But I don't know if it's like next to-
What are they shoving in your mouth, Joe?
What are they shoving in your mouth with,
bro? I don't know if they're like next to a pool or whatever, but like it smells like chlorine.
How often do you guys go to the dentist?
I try to go like twice a year. Just as like a checkup.
Do you like put it in your, cause like as British culture, culture, we don't go to the dentist like a lot. And I only really started going, I would normally only go to the dentist before when I'd go to like Asia. And then cause like dentists were actually like really much cheaper there.
I am before all the British tooth jokes in the comments now.
But like, do you have like a schedule of like, oh, it's been like 3 months or 6 months since I've been to the dentist?
Me. and was like, where are you?
Yeah, they say, I think they say three when months. You're an adult, you should go at least two or three times a year as for like a checkup.
Right. I don't fucking know.
Or like, you know, because the good thing with the dentist is that like, even if you don't have like a cavity or you're not hurting anywhere, like they'll at least just like fucking clean your teeth.
Yeah. I hated them cleaning my teeth though. Why is that drill so loud?
Oh, the water like pressure thing, right? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, in Japan, Lord. In Japan, it's horrible.
No, like to me, I think the worst feeling is like getting a filling and like, I don't know, just like-
Have you got a filling before?
Huh? I've gotten one before.
Right.
And I don't know, that like that experience as a kid just scarred me for life.
Right.
Because just like, I don't know what it is about just like, just hearing the drill and just like not being able to see what they are doing to your mouth. And just like-
Do you wanna see? Do you want a TV?
I don't know. I don't know what's scarier, right? Because you know, it, like
I need to see this in 4K.
I think it can be arranged, actually.
No, because like just I've it's like that feeling of just when they hit like your nerve ending for just a second.
Yeah,
I like
yeah.
about this.
Like ow!
Like I feel that in my nightmares. You know, like ever since I felt that as a kid the first time, I just that put me off going to the dentist ever again.
Yeah. The worst for me is when you hear the drill sound, but it's like deep in your ear. So yeah. It sounds like it's in your ear and it's, I hate it because it just sounds like someone's just getting into your ear like that.
I had like a night mold made, you know, like when you go to bed, you wear like one of those plastic guards.
Yeah. I've got that as well.
Yeah. I've got that. Yeah. Yeah.
I haven't worn it though. So that's good.
You haven't worn it?
No, I forgot.
Dennis was proud of that.
I know. Sorry, dentist. Fuck. My dentist speaks English too. Fuck. I don't know. It was really annoying to sleep with for a long time. I couldn't sleep with it in. It was
It took me about a week to get used to.
Yeah. I woke up drooling everywhere with it.
Yeah, yeah. That's normal
that
experience.
Happens.
Yeah,
that happens.
I think I didn't start snoring until I started wearing my mouth guard because it literally forces you to be a mouth breather when you sleep, right? Because you've got the gap between your teeth.
It like pushed my I couldn't like breathe comfortably from my
ears. Why did you need to get it?
I don't know. My dentist was like, you don't really need it, but it's good to just prevent.
Dennis was just trying to fuck you over.
Well, it's like $300, so I'm sure they were like, "Yeah,
you definitely need this.
You need this." They were like, "Yeah, I think you grinding your teeth is an issue, but it might be so we can get a night guard done if you just want to be careful, and we can." And I was like, "Oh, sure."
Yeah.
And then they did it, and then I just really didn't like it, so I just stopped using it.
Because I grind my teeth as well, but my doctor was like, if you don't have this guard, your bottom teeth are literally going to disappear. And I was like, oh,
really grind my teeth.
Please give me the mouth guard. Yeah,
yeah like I didn't really know about it until I started getting like jaw problems. So like, I think like in my mid to late 20s, I started like getting jaw problems where it felt like my... Like it's sometimes I'd wake up and something would like feel off or like slightly dislocated or something.
God.
Yeah, I didn't know that it was an issue until I started getting the issue. And then I went to my dentist and you're like, you grind your teeth a fuck ton and you need to wear a mouth guard because your bite is going to get like more and more deformed if you don't wear one.
After this episode, I'm
going
to schedule an appointment because I forgot to reply to that email like 2 months ago.
So I'll be there. I should probably
go. I hated it. When they did the mold thing, right? They put like all that
gunk in you. Yeah.
Like the putty thing, right?
Yeah,
it was so confusing figuring out how to breathe for a second where I was like, wait, shit, my mouth is completely like covered with this gunk. How do I breathe without my teeth? It feels so weird. I wonder if that's how it feels when you have like dentures. I don't know. Just like not having teeth. It felt really strange. Also, I remember that they were like, whatever you do, do not swallow right now. And then I've never had an urge to swallow more in my life.
So I was like, is that a challenge?
It was like, they're like blasting shit in your mouth trying to clean it or something. They're like, do not swallow. I'm like, fuck that. All I can think about is swallowing this weird liquid that smells like apples. I want to do it.
JoJo fans be like,
That's the JoJo fight. He thinks I won't swallow, but I will swallow the poison.
Next thing you'll say is, don't swallow.
It's true. It's awful. I don't like dentists. I don't think anyone likes the dentist. If they do,
I don't think anyone likes the hospital as well.
Some people.
Yeah.
Who?
Kids who want to play on the free PS2 that they have there.
You know,
they
you talked about this, didn't you?
That used to be me.
Yeah.
I used to like it, but then the GameCube controls were robbed.
Exactly.
I wish I went to your hospital because my hospital didn't have that shit at all.
Have you guys ever had to ride in an ambulance?
No.
Yeah, I did. like in Japan, actually.
In Japan,
yeah,
oh, okay.
Because like Aki had a like slight accident
right.
at our last place, and like it was pretty bad. So like we had to call the hospital, and I was riding the hospital, riding the hospital. I had to get an ambulance. So I was riding the ambulance late at night, and like because it was late at night, the closest hospital was closed.
Right,
which makes no fucking sense. Like you'd think hospitals are open all the time.
Yeah.
So we had to go to like the next furthest one. So it was like a 15-20 minute ride.
Yeah.
Luckily, you know, like Aki was okay. Like she was calming down in the ambulance.
Right.
And it was so fucked up because it's like in my head during that whole ambulance ride, like 95% of my brain was like, oh God, I hope, you know, Aki's okay. And she'll, yeah. you know, we'll be able to get out of this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And 5% of my brain was like, oh fuck, I'm in an ambulance. like, whoa, this is so cool. I've never been in one before. This is what it looks like. Oh shit.
I always just feel really bad. I feel like I'm inconveniencing these workers.
Yeah, even though it's their job.
It's their job.
Yeah, like my leg could be broken. I'm like, oh fuck, I'm so sorry for wasting your time.
Yeah.
Surely if someone else has a heart attack or something, you can yeah. get to. Like, I'm sure I can get there myself. It's all right.
Just call an Uber.
Yeah. just call an Uber, right?
It was just like when, I remember I was in the emergency room. I've never been in an ambulance, by the way, but I was in the emergency room and this guy was just holding onto his thumb. And I thought that was really fucking weird. Oh. And he was really calm.
Yeah.
He was just holding onto his thumb like this. And I could see that
the band. Holding onto his thumb.
Like his thumb was falling off?
His thumb had been cut off. And he was holding on
to it. Oh, like in his hand.
He was holding onto his thumb.
What?
And he was like really calm. And they were talking to him, being like, are you ready, Mr. Jones, to go to the. Yeah, it's. And he was like, yeah, it's all right. We can go. I don't mind waiting a little bit. It's really weird. It's really strange. Because I didn't realize what he was doing at first until I like saw the bag of ice with it. And yeah. then he had a Band-Aid going around like this. And his hand was like this, right? Like. And he had like Band-Aid going around.
Oh. I just wanted him to be like, are you ready, Mr. Jones? And be like, thumbs up, haha.
It's really weird. I've, you know, there's like TV shows in the UK, like just farmers who like had their arm like cut off. Yeah. And they're like, yeah, whatever. I'll be ready.
I'd be fucking freaking out. Because like if there's one finger you don't want to lose.
You don't want to do, right? You don't yeah. want to freak out. You want to be calm.
That's true.
And I feel like
that's
the more
true.
You panic, the worse it is for everyone.
Yeah.
So you have to like calm yourself down. But I don't know, it's easier said than done. Right?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I've never been in that situation. So it's hard to like imagine how you'd react in that situation because you've kind of never been in that situation.
Yeah, it's weird really. Because when I've been in situations where I feel like I have to calm myself down, afterwards I'm like, is that what, you know, you see people like freaking out.
Yeah.
Are they like trying to calm themselves down or like what's going through their head? Is it just like,
what do you mean?
Like when I'm like, let's say like, if I'm bleeding really badly, which has happened a few times or something, and I have hemophilia, and my whole focus when it's happened, I remember distinctly, is like I'm literally just focusing on not freaking out.
Yeah.
That's all I'm doing.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And I'm like trying to keep it together.
Yeah.
And I just think like, I'm like, is that what everyone does? I don't know, because there's no way to get in someone else's mind. Right?
No.
So I wonder like, when has anything ever happened to you where you're like really scared and you're like freaking out?
Probably like I've never had anything like life threatening or anything like that. So I wouldn't know myself how I would react. But if it's, if I know how I react with a lot of situations, it's just, yeah, calm.
Yeah, calm. Yeah.
It's you like know? Trying to force yourself. I don't know how to, the human mind is really fucking weird. I don't know.
Like I'm the kind of guy who in stressful situations just say nothing. Like, I don't know. Okay, this is going off tangent now, but like, I don't physically react when like someone tries to jump scare me a lot of the times, right? I remember like every time there's a jump scare or anytime Sydney like tries to like prank jump scare me, like I like, she goes, ah, like that or something when I come out of the shower or whatever.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, completely like fucking the Terminator, zero reaction. And she's just like, fuck you. And I'm like, haha, Sydney, that's right. I ain't a pussy bitch. Whereas inside, I'm just like, fuck my life. You know, inside I'm like screaming my fucking heart out, man. So like, I don't know, like-
pee slowly runs down your leg. <Yeah. laughs> It's like, get good, Sydney.
Yes, I don't know.
I am the complete opposite. Like I hate it when someone comes around the corner and like scares me. Like I always stop myself from like throwing a fist out. Cause I'm like, it's a threat. Oh no, it's not. Okay, thank God.
It's a threat.
My fight or flight is just like, fight. No. Okay, I shouldn't. No, but it's weird because when I had to call the ambulance for Aki, I was like surprisingly calm. I thought I was gonna be, cause I'd never like called the ambulance before, right? Or like, you know, cause I didn't know what the fuck the procedure was, right? So the first time I was calling, I was in my head, I was like, oh God, what the fuck am I gonna say? Am I gonna stutter? You know, what the hell's gonna happen? But then by the time I got finished, I was like, oh, That I was a lot calmer than I thought I was.
Yeah, Domino's will be here in 15 minutes, honey. Don't worry about it. Oh, I gotta call the ambulance now? Oh, shit. Yeah. Fuck. Sorry.
Oh, you said ambulance. Oh, not, shit. I thought you said pepperoni.
Okay. Like, don't worry, Aki. The double pepperoni pizza is gonna be here in 15 minutes.
Something to look forward to. Don't worry.
Fuck. Fuck.
Who's gonna get here faster? The Domino's delivery guy or the ambulance? My bet's on the Domino's. Yeah, no, it was surprisingly calming. But then I think it was, for me, I'm calm in the moment, but then when it's all over, that's when it all comes out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right, so
to me, I panic like post when everything just kind of sinks in to be like, holy shit, that fucking happened. And I went through all this shit. And it's only after the event has transpired that it actually starts to sink in and I start to feel the gravity of everything that's happened.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
At least to me. I do have a question though, because I kind of remembered this in the experience I had in the past week. Have you guys ever gotten fever dreams?
What do you mean by fever dream? Can you define one for me?
When you have a fever.
When you have a really bad fever and you start dreaming really weird shit. Because I thought it was just a saying, right? I thought it was just a term of phrase, right? Until I started dating Sydney, who gets like some of like the most fucking weirdest fever dreams I've ever heard in my life.
Like while conscious?
Huh?
Like while asleep.
Okay. So,
what even walk? What, she's fucking raving. What are
you? Like she's running around the apartment, or is she asleep? Wakes up and then they're like, "Gone." You won't believe this dream I had. I was president.
I don't think that's a fever dream. I think that's just like going psycho.
Can we get a definition of where fever dream comes from?
Okay, so when you have a really bad fever, obviously you try to rest. Your body tries to rest, right? Or at least some people's body tries to rest. Yeah. And then you go to sleep and you're like sweating, you start having a really bad fever, you know, as your body tries to fight off this illness. Mm. And then some people, or I'm saying some people, because the experience I've seen it happen to is with Sydney, and she'll just wake up drenched full of sweat and was just like, "Honey, I just saw Connor in a bikini running on the beach. What the fuck is going on? Where am I right now?" Like she'll just wake up and just say like the weirdest fucking shit that happened. And I'm like, what just happened? And she was like, "Oh, it was just a fever dream."
I mean, that's believable, actually. That is possible.
That wasn't a fever dream. That was just a video.
That was an episode of Cosplay.
Yeah, because like I've never had like a single fever dream at all. Or like I've rarely ever dream.
The problem is, no, it's not that you don't dream. Because I think I'm the exact same way. Whereas like, I don't remember 99% of my dreams. And it's fucked up because it's like, I remember some mornings I wake up and I'm like, I remember having a really good dream. And then as I am waking up and I'm trying to remember the dream again, I'm like, yeah. And it's, wait, what the fuck did I just dream about? And it's so weird because it literally like fades away as I'm trying to think about it. But all I remember is that I had a good dream.
Yeah. Huh.
But if you told me to recite it, I'd be like, I don't know. I don't remember.
Because to me, I feel like I've just rarely ever dream. I don't know, because like if I have a dream.
No, you do dream, everyone dreams.
I'm sure I do. I'm sure I do.
You're not a fucking reptile, like you do dream.
Maybe I am, Joey, maybe I am.
Do we have the definition for a fever dream?
Yeah, fever dreams are vivid, often bizarre or unpleasant dreams sleepers can experience when they have a fever.
I'm sure I've had a fever dream.
So yeah.
Yeah, but they happen similar to other dreams. They can happen during any stage of sleep, mostly.
Yeah, it just seems like her dreams when she has a fever is just like the wildest ones, you know?
That's so strange. I don't remember my dreams. I very rarely remember them.
Yeah.
Maybe like once every month.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Really?
Yeah.
I probably can only remember like two nightmares I had.
But like if I have a dream, I remember the fact that I had a dream. But most nights I wake up and I'm just like there was just a void in my head. There was nothing. I dreamt nothing.
Can you feel the sense of time passing when you're aware that you're dreaming?
Yeah. Have you ever had a lucid dream?
No, I really want to though.
Those are the funnest ones. I've only had it a few times.
Yeah. I think I've had situations where what I wanted to happen in the dream during it did happen, but I feel like it's a battle. I don't know. This is so hard to remember this stuff. This is what scientists have been trying to like fucking figure out for like hundreds of years.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Have you ever had a dream that's like been so vivid that it's kind of like just stuck with you for like years and you can still recite it? Because I don't remember most of my dreams.
You
right?
have?
I have one nightmare I had when I was little that I think is the reason why I'm afraid of heights now.
right?
So like, you know how they say like, you can't die in your dream, like, yeah, because you've never experienced it before.
I think that that's BS.
Well, actually, I thought it was BS too until I had this
sure
nightmare.
I'm pretty sure I die in a lot of my dreams.
You're right.
I don't know.
No. Food poisoning. I've definitely
one of those food poisoning dreams.
I've definitely died in my dreams, but I've just woken up immediately as I've died.
Yeah.
Really? Do you always wake up? Is that like guaranteed? I feel like I've reset.
I don't fucking know. Is it one of those, you die in the dream, you die for real? Wait, you
respawn in your dreams?
I'm pretty sure I've respawned in my dream. I'm near certain I've respawned in my dream.
The only nightmare I've had that I can still vividly remember is it was a really short dream, but I was like flying in my room. And then for some reason I just stopped. And then I just stood.
I just pictured a young Joey flying in his room.
I'm just like flying in my room like wee, like that.
Yeah.
And then I just stopped. I remember I stopped and our house was like, it was like two stories and we had like this spiral staircase that went down to like the basement floor.
Mm. Yeah.
And I remember I just stopped and I looked down at the spiral staircase and I just dropped like head first. Okay, and I vividly remember my face got about this close to the ground and then I woke up.
Right.
And just shitting myself.
Right.
And I think from that point on, I got afraid of heights.
Huh.
Because I vividly remember the feeling of falling and it was horrible.
So you had your brain made a traumatic experience for you.
Yeah.
That's so strange.
Like to me, like the one traumatic dream that I've had that has stuck with me for years was, I remember this one time, I was living this dream, right? And I would wake up in my bed, in my room that I was living at the time, and I would just go about my day, right? And then it would just be a normal day, and then something would happen that would just be like out the ordinary. Like I would see like a twin followed by another twin. Like I just noticed a glitch in the matrix or something. And then as soon as I saw that, it would like the dream would reset and I'd wake up again. I would think that I was in the real world and I would go about my day and then I would notice another glitch in reality. It's fucking nightmare fuel because like I literally repeat this cycle and every time I would get more and more paranoid that I didn't know if I was in the dream world or if I was actually awake. I was like, is this a dream world? Because like I would go about my day and I remember the exact moment I woke up was about the 10th time when I went through an entire day thinking, okay, I'm awake. And I remember going to the toilet and I was getting ready for bed and I looked at the mirror and then my reflection turned. My reflection turned away. And like I fucking like freaked out. And then I woke up for real. Like for real, real.
Wow.
And
that's like an Ari Aster film.
No.
Sounds like a cool film.
I woke up for real, real, and I was shitting myself because I didn't believe the fact that I was actually awake. Right? It literally fucked with my mind for like an entire few days because I went about those few days being like, where's the glitch? When's it gonna happen? When's it gonna glap?
We're the twins.
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
That literally, like,
that's scary.
I don't know how my mind created such a fucked up situation that it literally like fucked up my mind in real life. Maybe I'm still in the dream. Maybe I've just
trash tastes all a dream, baby.
So when you're dreaming, right? Are you able? So like you mentioned that you like flying, right?
Yeah.
When I'm in dreams and I like, let's say I do something that I know is impossible. Are you aware that you're like, you know it's impossible and that you're dreaming? Because I often always get aware.
I'm aware that it's impossible, but I think because like lucid dreaming is where it's like, you're aware that what you're doing is impossible. So you take full advantage of that.
I thought lucid dreaming was where you then controlled said dream.
Yeah.
I can't control said dream. To me, lucid.
Oh, I know I'm in a dream a lot of the time.
Okay. So I can't control my dream when I'm in lucid dreaming state, but it's more of like, It's more like you realize that you're in GTA with cheats on. You know, that's how I imagine it, right? Because there have been times where I'm just like, oh fuck, I'm fucking dreaming. All right, am I dreaming? Let me try flying.
Okay.
Oh, I'm flying now.
Yeah.
Brilliant, I'm fucking dreaming. Yeah, this is amazing.
So to me, that sounds like you have cheats on. See, I can't, because I don't have dreams often, but when I do, at some point in the dream, I figure out this is a dream.
Like
Inception. This is Inception, right? Like something will happen that my brain chose to make happen, right. But I also am aware that that is not possible, yeah. And that I'm now aware that I'm in a dream, yeah. But it doesn't change how I behave. Like, I know that I'm in a dream, right. But I still go on the dream. It's just so strange. What's wrong with our brains? Why am I so fucking weird? Like, I had this dream recently. I can't remember the full of it. I told the dream on stream. It was something like I was in a situation where I'd been falsely accused of stealing this game cartridge.
Yeah.
And then I was then arrested for it. And I was like, no, I'm not getting arrested for this. I didn't steal it. I refuse. And so then I like killed one of the cops and like ran away because he was trying to arrest me over the fucking game cartridge that I had nothing to do with. And then it turned out into this like massive shootout and stuff. How then I somehow kept getting away and then eventually I got caught and then I went to prison. And then I understood I was in a dream at this point. Yeah. So then somehow I magically then got a phone. This is like an isekai. I like had this phone in prison that I was then using to then play games and stuff and like have a normal life in prison.
Yeah.
And I don't know why. Then my charger broke and I remember this happened and I was like, shit, well, my charger's broke. And then I just skipped and I had a charger and I was like, great. This is awesome. Skipped, yeah. This is awesome. This is fantastic. I just skipped the point where my brain had to like think hard enough to come up with a reason why I needed the charger. I have the charger. Yeah, yeah. Oh, this is great. This is amazing. I don't understand why this happens though.
Wait, did you realize it was a dream or?
Yeah, but halfway through the dream, I understood it was a dream.
Yeah.
But I did.
But
I
you, didn't did, you don't take advantage of it? You're just
I don't know how to.
Like, yeah, because I was about to say, like, I love how in the dream you still got arrested. Like, you're like, wait, he's taking an L in the dream.
If it was my dream, I wouldn't go to fucking prison.
Yeah, like you wouldn't go to prison if you could control it.
That's right. And then I remember. No, this is incorrect. Actually, I didn't get the charger. I remember I got really. This is where I reset. Yeah. So I went to the roof of the prison because I couldn't get a charger. So I thought, what's the fucking point if I can't play games?
Yeah.
And I jumped off the roof of the prison, and then I reset in the prison. I died, and then I just in my head I remember there was a jump. I remember I died, and then I just. Appeared back in the prison again with the charged iPhone with a new charger or something.
It's like the worst version of Edge of Tomorrow.
It's a terrible dream. Awful dream.
Edge of Tomorrow jail version.
I just don't know why this was happening. Why? I understood it was a dream. Why can't I have some control over it? They're all shit dreams. I always have shit dreams. Really shit.
But at least you remember like a lot
sometimes.
Of
at least you remember.
Because to me, like a lot of night, like say for example, like last night, right? To me, it's like, okay, I'm falling asleep. 1 second later, oh, it's 7 a.m.
Yeah.
Like there's, I feel no perception of time.
No.
Okay, when you wake up, can you feel the time without looking at the clock?
Yeah, sometimes.
Yes, but not accurately.
I feel like I'm pretty fucking good at it now. I don't know what happened. I don't know if I'm getting older.
It depends on how good my sleep cycle is at that time. Sometimes, like now, it's a bit fucked up because COVID just made me want to sleep all the time. So I'm just like, okay, now I can't tell because my body's constantly tired. But before then, I would be like, you know, sometimes you wake up and you're like, it's going to be 15 minutes before the alarm goes off. And then you look at the time.
Every time.
And you look at the time, you're like, I'm a fucking genius.
Okay, the reason why I asked, do you know that? Is because I was like, I asked in your dreams, right? Do you know that there is a flow of time in your dreams?
No.
And are you okay?
No.
See, this is weird. I know how much time is passing in the dream, in the real world. Isn't this weird? How strange is that?
That's against Inception rules, though, because we all know time passes slow in the dream world. Exactly. So.
Because I'll wake up right after a dream or whatever, and you know, it'll be like 5 a.m., and then I'll be like, I like that dream. Mm. I'm also going to go back to bed.
Yeah,
and then I know when I'm in the dream how much time is passing because when I wake up, the exact amount of time that I thought had passed in the dream had passed in real life. Isn't this so strange?
I think that's just your subconscious. That's maybe like counting the time.
Maybe.
Yeah.
It's almost like an alternate reality.
Do you ever have like
who needs VR? Fuck the metaverse.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I am VR.
We all had VR in our minds, bro.
This is one of the strangest episodes we've ever done. This is some of the weirdest topics we've ever
spoken about. Do you ever like have a really fun dream and then you get actively pissed off when you like wake up?
Of course.
Oh my God. I remember some of like the funnest lucid dreams I've had. And then fucking Sydney wakes up and is like, Come on, let's cuddle. And I'm just like, fuck off, Sydney. I'm flying right now. I'm flying, Sydney.
I was on episode 24 and I was the protagonist, Sydney. I was supposed to get what I deserve.
The worst one for me is like when I'm having a good dream, because I don't remember most of my good dreams, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But it's like, I remember I wake up and I'm just like, man, I don't remember what I just dreamed, but maybe if I go back to sleep, I'll dream it again.
Yeah.
And so I go back to sleep and I don't dream it again. I was like, no! It's gone forever.
Like to me, there's a point, right? Because to me, I've had it before where I've had like really, really fun dreams. Mm. And I'm like, you half wake up, but before your mind fully wakes up, you're like, go back to sleep. And then sometimes I've been able to reinsert myself into the matrix, right?
God, I'm getting in the air.
I'm going in. I'm going in. So I know sometimes like I wake up, I'm like, if I go to sleep right now, I can jack back in. And then I get so sad when I like try to fucking will myself to sleep. Because you know when you try to will yourself to sleep, most of the time it doesn't fucking work, right? No, but sometimes like I just like try to like will myself to sleep and 5 minutes passes, I'm just like, I'm awake now. Fuck my life. This is the real world.
I think I used to do that, but I don't ever try that anymore. I think sometimes I'm like, yeah, whatever. Just get on with it.
I'll just dream it again tomorrow night.
I'll just dream it again.
Well, do you have a theme to most of your dreams? Or your dreams, because they say that your dreams are normally like reoccurring-ish, sort of like they're similar events.
No, not really for me. Yeah. It's all over the place.
I just die in a lot of my dreams. Don't know what that says about me.
Yeah.
Maybe some dream expert. But even that, you know how people are like-
Dreamologist.
Yeah, the dreams, your dream, if whatever you do in a dream, there's a real meaning to it in real life. Do you believe any of that?
Maybe. I don't know.
Oh, like if you're stressed out, then you'll dream about your teeth falling out and stuff like that?
Something like that, right? Where they think that every single thing that you can dream of has a real life counterpart emotion that you're feeling.
Maybe. I'm sure there is to some extent, but there's definitely-
Probably too complex for us to be able to solve within modern science.
Yeah, I get like really high concept dreams sometimes. I told you the dream I just had, but like sometimes I just dream and then I wake up and I'm just like, that was a really cool fucking film idea. Basically, right? You know, it's I don't know, some it's so weird. Some I don't know how my mind works, because sometimes I'm just like, damn, I dreamed that. That was such a cool fucking idea. What the fuck? How the fuck did my mind come up with that concept?
Language do you dream in? As because all three of us can speak two languages, right?
Yeah.
Like what language do you usually dream in?
English.
English for me, I've rarely like dreamed in Thai unless it's when I'm like living in Thailand and I'm like using it more often.
That's so weird. Like I remember like 90% of my dreams are in Japanese. And I don't know why.
What language do you think in though?
Depends.
That's probably why. Yeah. That's probably why, right? Because like I don't normally think in Thai, but there's been points where I've lived in Thailand and then my thoughts start getting like jumbled up and I start thinking in a different language as well, which is like, it's really like, how do you describe thinking in a different language to someone who only speaks one language? I don't know how to like properly describe it.
Thinking about how you think is also weird. This is now I'm like, I don't talk to myself when I think. I don't think so, but maybe I do talk to myself when I think. I'm not sure.
Some people can't though, right? Some people like physically can't think out loud.
Now that you're telling me that I'm talking to myself while I'm thinking, now I'm doing it, but I'm pretty sure I don't do it. I think I just do things. I don't think I talk to myself in my head. Yeah, I talk out loud if I talk.
Yeah, because like, I remember reading about, you know, deaf people thinking in sign language, and that just like, that blows my fucking mind. You know, it just, I can't even like come close to conceptualizing it, you know, but I know it happens. I know people do it, but it's so weird. It's so weird to me.
This episode is sponsored by ExpressVPN.
When you use the bathroom, you always close the door behind you, right?
Of course.
You don't want random passerby looking in on you.
Ew.
So why would you let people look in on you when you go online? Using the internet without ExpressVPN is like going to the bathroom and not closing the door.
Did you know that your internet service provider knows every single website you visit? And what's worse is that they sell this information to ad companies and tech giants who use your data to target you.
Is that why there's MILFs in my area?
Well, the good thing is that ExpressVPN puts a stop to all of that. It creates a secure encrypted tunnel between your device and the internet so that your online activity can't be seen by anyone.
I use ExpressVPN on all of my devices. It works on everything, phones, laptops, even routers. So everyone who shares your Wi-Fi can still be protected even if they don't have ExpressVPN.
And the best part is using ExpressVPN is as easy as closing the bathroom door. You just fire up the app, click one button, and then you're protected.
So if you're like me and you believe your online activity is your business, secure yourself by visiting expressvpn.com/trashtaste today. Use our exclusive link, expressvpn.com/trashtaste, and you can get an extra 3 months for free.
Back to the show.
I would love to like be able to turn on my lucid dreams. Yeah. If I had that fucking power, That'd be like, yeah. Like that. That is literally.
So it's not normal for you to be aware you're in a dream.
No,
I didn't know that.
That's not normal.
Wait, are you always aware?
Yeah, like most of the time. I'd say like 80% of the time, I know I'm in a dream.
Oh my God.
Are you serious?
You're that kid at school that aces the test without studying.
That's
because he knows he's in a dream,
yeah.
But he can't control it.
Yeah, I can't control it.
Oh. that's like getting the becoming a lucid dreamer without having the fun part of being weird. A lucid dreamer.
It's weird because like I'm aware I'm in a dream and I know that I can like, I can want things. I know I feel that I want the thing in the dream,
yeah.
But it doesn't always happen. Like, so, I don't know how that works.
Have you ever like had a superpower when you're like in a dream?
Yeah. Yeah, many times.
Well, define superpower.
But then I die normally.
Yeah. It's too much power to handle. One man.
Literally like in your own mind, you're playing on hard mode. I didn't realize it was that possible.
He gets all these superpowers and he's like, guess I'll die.
I'm trying to think. Cause like, yeah, I always know at some, like I said, always some, I'd say 80% of the time I feel that halfway through or at some period in the dream, mm-hmm. I know that I'm dreaming because mm-hmm. things don't add up in my head when I'm in the dream.
Yeah.
Even it's weird because I feel like I'm conscious in the dream. So I know what's happening and I know that some things don't add up.
Yeah.
And I'm aware that I have the knowledge from my normal human life.
Right.
And I have that in said dream. So like if somebody fucking teleports behind me, at some point after that happens X amount of times or something, I'm aware then that this is now not possible. Yeah. Or if I reset.
Yeah,
like
when
I die and I just come back.
What is this reset mechanics that happens so much in your dream? Is this?
No. It doesn't happen often, but when it has happened, like if I die, but I'm still dreaming, I immediately know that now I'm in a dream.
Yeah.
Because I died.
Because you died, yeah.
And also, generally-
You can't reset in real life.
You know what's weird as well?
What's been a dream?
I don't know if this is a strange thing, but when I'm in danger,
yeah,
that's normally a good way that I know. Because I'm rarely in life am I ever in danger in like weird situations.
Mm. Right.
So being in danger is like not a normal emotion I ever feel.
Yeah, I mean-
So when I end up coming across it in the dream, like if somebody's chasing me, that's normally like a one really weird way that I get like in tune with the fact that I'm in a dream.
Because I also like very rarely dream for one, but even more rare is for me to get nightmares.
I see all of mine are like nearly nightmares. Really? I want to say like, again, 80% are probably in a bad thing.
How do you sleep at night?
I don't mind. See, okay, this is the thing, right? When something bad's happened to me in a dream, because again, I know it's a dream, I feel these emotions towards it. But then I also, because again, I'm aware it's a dream, I have this weird sense of like, well, let's just see what could happen. Because I don't feel like it has any impact on my actual emotions. I'm aware that it isn't. Is this strange? Is this normal?
I feel like if you have nightmares that often, then-
But that's the thing, I don't wake up from a nightmare being like, in the movies. That's why I always found that shit so dumb. Because I wake up from a nightmare and I'm like-
That happens to me.
What? No. Yeah. I wake up from a nightmare, I'm like, check my phone.
No, I wake up and like if it's like really bad nightmares, which I've had every now and then, I wake up in an actual sweat.
I've had like my entire life in every single aspect like ruined in dreams before. And like waking up like, that's good. I'm feeling better now. Because when I wake up, I feel much better. Because I'm like, oh, good, it's
over. No. Because I've had nightmares where something of like bad has happened, and then you wake up and you just have like this instant sigh of relief where you're like, oh my God, thank fuck! I thought my life was like ruined, and like it's great, it's fucking great
I'm
right
comfy
now.
In this bed, I'm it's comfy all good, in this bed, baby.
Yeah. So I'm not in jail. I've had like so many dreams.
I got my charging cable. It's all good.
I think I've had like a dream where I've like literally had to tell my mum I'm about to go to jail.
Yes. I've had that.
Seeing her cry and break down was just like, I wake up and I'm just like, why does my mind do this to me? Like that was like the most heartbreaking feeling I've had, which is telling my mom I'm about to go to jail. And I remember her fucking crying and breaking down.
Oh my God.
And me feeling like, the worst fucking human in the world. I wake up and I'm just like, I've never loved my life more than I have now. I've never felt that's more so fulfilled. Weird.
I've never had that.
So people in your world have like really depth emotional ability.
Yeah.
See, that's weird. Cause in mine, it's like, I'm the only person who is aware of like how emotions work, and everyone else seems to be like robotic.
Oh, so everyone's like an NPC in your dream.
Kind of, yeah. Like, because when the depth isn't there. So like, yeah. Even when my parents are in the dream, the reason, again, this is another weird thing. The thing that gives it away, though,
the depth isn't there.
The thing that normally makes me
not enough world building.
Yeah,
no, genuinely, this is another thing where it wakes me, like where I feel like I become again in tune into the dream that yeah. I know it's a dream is when people aren't acting the way I my brain knows they are. But it's weird, right? Because my brain is the one making this.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Why does my brain make the people like this? But then in the dream, my brain also, it's like I'm playing checkers against myself and I'm like, fantastic move, Connor. You figured out the plan. You know what I mean? It's like, what is happening in my brain?
Even when you sleep, you try to beat yourself.
Yeah. I'm beating myself.
You're literally creating a game for you to beat while you sleep.
Like, what is happening? The absolute state.
It actually makes so much sense because I swear, every one of my dreams is like a fucking isekai to me, right? It's, like, I literally get transported into my own fucking story and my own fucking world.
Yeah.
There's depth in the world building there. There's like some high concept fucking dreams that I remember. Like characters in my dream actually act like characters in real life.
God, which is like, finally I can self-insert.
Which is like sometimes when I wake up and someone's like done, like I remember like one time I had a dream where Sydney murdered my family. And I remember waking up just as like, I like found her. I woke up and I turned to her with such fucking anger. Be like, you bitch, I can't believe you did that to my mom and dad. How dare you?
You better have a good reason. You gotta start explaining.
Well, we were about to go to trial.
I will see you in court.
Cause like at the time, like the emotions felt so real to me that I don't know. Like sometimes when I wake up and the dream isn't resolved, I still have like those emotions fresh in my body and fresh in my mind that it's like hard to like sometimes rid of it.
It's like those stereotypical, like, you know, the girlfriend dreams about the boyfriend cheating. In the girlfriend's dream, wakes up, slaps the boyfriend. It's like, what the fuck? Who is she? It's like, what the fuck are you? It's the exact same. I've never understood that, but now I do.
I've never spoken about my dreams in depth. This is the first time I'm thinking like, oh yeah, maybe my dreams are weird. Maybe I'm the weird one.
I thought I didn't remember much of my dreams, but now that I'm thinking about it, maybe I do just remember a lot of, because I don't dream often, but when I do dream, it's like an event for me. You know, it's literally like watching a film. It's great.
This one's going into the memory bank.
Also, sometimes I have dreams that at least I can only remember that are very brief dreams, like 30 seconds of a dream that I can remember and I've woken up.
The latest one, I
remembered I was cooking meat. Don't remember why.
Yeah.
I didn't know I was in that dream.
It's the mystery meat.
I just woke up and I was, probably the thing that gave me food poisoning. I don't know. I remember I was cooking meat and yeah.
Do you have food poisoning in your dreams?
I don't think I have. That's another thing. I don't think I ever get sick in my dreams. From all the ones I've remembered, I don't think I've ever gotten ill in a dream.
I don't think I've ever
gotten ill. Well, I mean, you've gone one step above and you just straight up die in your dream.
Yeah. You're like, I never die from like, it's never like a dream of me on the bed and I'm like, like it's like, I'm always getting stabbed, getting thrown, getting shot. Like,
I mean, in your dream, you should be in like your peak performance. Like your
imagination,
peak,
go.
Your peak form. I think it'd be pretty sad if your imagination is just like, nah, you're a frail motherfucker, boy. You're a frail motherfucker. In your dreams now, you can't fly.
How many times would you like to die tonight?
But it's weird, I've had dreams where other people have been sick in them. And I've been around just like, the whole dream has been around this person who's progressively getting more ill.
Yeah.
And that was, those dreams are really depressing.
Yeah.
Because even though, again, I'm aware I'm in a dream, I can't do anything to help them, I feel like. But I don't, and I still feel sad because seeing this dream sad version that I've made up, them getting more dead, is really saddening. This is so strange. This is really bizarre.
I think one of-
This is why Inception was so good.
Yeah. I think one of the weirdest dreams I had, which actually would be like a cool concept, is I remember one time I woke up and I, for some reason, I was just, I knew I was like the second coming of Christ. I knew I was
the chosen one.
I knew I was the Messiah, right? I knew I was the Messiah, but the problem is, right? So I believe
that's called a Sigma male grind set.
So the problem is, right? The problem is I knew I was the Messiah, but for the life of me, I could not prove it to the world, right? so I would try to go out, right?
Like every crazy guy.
Yeah. No, no. So I would go out and I would like perform miracles. I would go out and I would like walk on water and shit like this. And I remember I would be like, guys, I am the Messiah, and everyone would be like, that's a magic trick. That's where's the mirrors at? Where's the mirrors at? And it was just me progressively getting more and more angry. I think I like even fucking went on Joe Rogan at one point in this stream, right?
To be like, I am Jesus Christ. I am Jesus Christ,
and he goes, proves it. And I remember, like,
I'll turn the frogs game right now.
And I remember, I took my hand out, and I just made fire in my hand. And he's like, that's not impressive. I've seen magicians do that. Do something real. Do a real miracle.
So all I'm hearing is the dream gone wasn't actually about you becoming a god. It was that you're furious with the current state of magic catching up to real life magic.
Because it was me thinking, if there was an actual Messiah that got born into our world, how would they go about proving it? What would they need?
V-Source music.
But that was just like
it is very hard in the modern era because special effects. There's all the stuff.
Well, now that you say that, someone's gonna make a fucking Jesus Isekai. Literally take that concept.
So I remember waking up. I was just like, that's a really cool concept. Hey. I'm glad that was a cool concept.
Jesus
Isekai.
Fucking copyright that. Copyright that right now.
Yeah. Now that I've said it, someone can go write a story about it. I don't fucking know.
Have you guys ever had sleep paralysis?
Yes.
One time.
Yes. I have literally seen sleep paralysis demons.
Have you?
Yes, I have.
Okay, I've never seen.
Wait, that's not a meme.
I've never gotten to the demon part, but I've definitely had, because I didn't believe in sleep paralysis until I got it, and it's so fucking weird because it's like, to explain what sleep paralysis is, basically you're awake, but your body's asleep.
Yeah.
Essentially. So yeah.
Your mind's awake, but your body.
Yeah.
So like, I believe when you go to sleep, your body like excretes your mind excretes a chemical that paralyzes your body while you're sleeping, I believe.
It's like some Hunter shit.
Yeah. and so what sleep paralysis is that chemical is still in your body. So you can't like move. But your mind is still awake. Yeah,
that doesn't sound right.
Is that right, Ashley? Can you Google it?
I'm going out as a kid. So basically, it's you're conscious, but you are not able to move.
Yeah.
So I've only had it once in my life, and I thought this was nonsense before.
Yeah,
and it was like I was. It was on Jerry's couch.
Yeah.
What, really?
Yeah.
When was this?
Just to say, I mean,
I've never known that is.
Haven't proven any concrete cause, but there are a few theories.
Okay.
See,
demons.
I was on. Remember, it was your sister was there. Your sister had come, and I remember it was weird because they were speaking about me, and I was trying to get up.
Yeah.
Say hello, but I couldn't. I was face down on Joey's couch, trying my best to wake up. Yeah, and I was fully aware. I couldn't open my eyes, but I was fully awake, and I couldn't move my arms or legs.
Yeah.
But it didn't feel that like I was paralyzed. It felt that like, even though I was like willing my body to wake up, like my arms and my legs, like my whole body wasn't listening.
Yeah.
I'll say your eyes were closed. Because when I had sleep paralysis, my eyes were open.
Oh, my eyes were closed. And I could feel, I was well aware that I was awake and I was aware of everything that was going on around me.
Yeah.
But I couldn't, like, it just took a moment. And I felt like there was a battle when I was like telling myself to wake up. It like wasn't doing it. I felt pulling a chainsaw cord. You know, I could feel that I was trying to get through and it wasn't happening. I didn't understand why. And eventually I woke up.
For me, it was so fucked because like, I remember I clearly just remember opening my eyes, looking around. It was like 5 a.m. I saw the clock.
So you
like,
you were looking.
Yeah. I was looking around.
I was
darting my eyes around and I'm like, why can I not talk or hear anything or move my body?
Yeah.
And I was so
hear anything.
I couldn't hear anything either. I couldn't hear anything. I tried to like open my mouth to say something and my mouth just wouldn't move.
See, this is one of those things where I feel like it's definitely the mind. Like this is like a fucking glitch.
Well, yeah, what the fuck else do you think it is? The demons.
But like, this is why I think like when he's like, it's a chemical, I'm like, I don't know though. To me, it just sounds like a neuron fuck up in your head that's like, like you hear the do-do-do-do-do. Like so it's just like restarting. Like it's like trying to figure out.
So what happened? Did you go back to sleep after your sleep paralysis?
No. I woke up after like 15, 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Oh, I went back to sleep.
Oh, because this was like, I'd had a full sleep and I was waking up and I woke up and I just couldn't move my arms or legs for a little bit. And it wasn't like it wasn't like I was trying to move it and it wasn't moving. Like I couldn't even like figure out how to move it.
Right, right.
Yeah. Strange. So, I don't understand how this worked.
So I remember the one time I got sleep paralysis and I literally saw a sleep paralysis demon.
What? Okay. What did it look like?
Okay, so I called it a sleep paralysis demon. It just looked like a ghost.
Yeah.
So what happened is like, so I was sleeping on my bed. And then I remember like not waking up immediately, but I remember just like opening my eyes a bit and seeing like this kind of like ghostly figure. I was like, what the fuck is that? Immediately I like punch my eyes open and like I see like this female figure like kind of like praying above me or something.
Sydney.
No, it wasn't Sydney.
She was like, ooh.
No, but it was literally like this like looked like a nun or something that was just like praying like above me. And yeah. I start like freaking out because I'm just like, what the fuck? There is a literal ghost floating above me right now.
Right.
How old were you?
I was around 24.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I wasn't young. I was, around 24. And I remember my mind going into fight or flight mode. I started panicking because obviously if you see a fucking ghost floating above you, you start fucking panicking. So I like try to start like moving my fucking body to like do something. And I remember my body just would not move. Mm. And it was like, it was a terrifying experience, right?
So strange.
Yeah, it was a terrifying fucking experience. And I remember it took me about like 10 minutes, 10 to 15 minutes of me like screaming at my body. Right. Just like, ah, go on, move, you're gonna die now.
This sounds like a dream.
It wasn't a dream. It felt like a dream and not like a dream at the same time, right? Mm. Because I was obviously in my room, but like after about 10, 15 minutes, I actually like finally was just like able to will my body to like just like sit up.
Yeah.
And I remember I immediately sat up, I looked up and I could see like the figure just like literally fading away as I sat up.
Mm. Oh,
it was
crazy.
Like super, super like fucking surreal. So that's why I'm just like, oh, was that the fucking sleep paralysis demon that everyone fucking memes about? You mean that thing actually exists? What the fuck? What the fuck? That's so weird.
That's like some Persona shit.
Yeah. And maybe it was just my stand. I don't know, man.
You just lost your stand, John. Yeah. You could have gotten a stand.
It's ghost or none.
Put a dick in my mouth right now, please. Please, I beg you. Another question. When you dream, do you see, like, visually see your surroundings this exact same way? Because I don't, like,
what do you mean?
Like, when I'm, okay, like, I'm seeing this right now, right? I'm seeing, like, the real world in, like, I don't, it's like, way fuzzier when I see things in my dreams.
Yeah.
Like, let's say I know there's a table there.
Yeah.
But I can't, like, give you the detail of it. Like, I know what everything is around me.
You just know that object is
there, right? Yeah, I know everything's around me, but I can't, like, visually see everything that's happening. Really strange. Do you have this as well?
No, mine's in, like, fucking RTX on 4K, 60 FPS, man.
Mine's in, like, a fisheye lens.
That's why, like, for me, it's, that's why, like, for me, sometimes it's, like, so hard for me to tell the difference between when I'm dreaming and when I'm awake because my dreams are so vivid and so, I don't know, like I said, they have a lot of depth to them that sometimes I wake up and sometimes I immediately know that I've just woken up and sometimes it takes me a few moments to realize, okay, I'm actually awake now. This is the real world. I'm not in a dream world anymore.
I think for me, things that are fuzzy is things that don't exist in reality.
Huh.
So it's like if it's like a table, for instance, then it's like I can clearly see that it's a table. But if it's like a fucking fairy, then it'll probably look fuzzy.
Well, you know when you're trying to remember a moment that happened, right? You have a picture of it in your head. Mm-hmm. You don't have it like in 4K RTX the way that you saw it, right? It's like this kind of fuzzy. You remember where everything was. You think you know what I mean?
Yeah.
The way that you recall things that happened. It's kind of like that, the way I see stuff in dreams.
Mm.
It's like, I don't see it perfectly. Like if I'm focusing on like this table, I know Gaunt's there, for example, but I can't like see Gaunt. Does that make sense? Like items that I know or I'm aware that are there in the dream, I don't see them unless I'm then paying attention to them.
Yeah, because then your brain has to render out.
Right, it's rendering. It's rendering issues.
Because you know it's there, but like your brain's just like, I don't want to render this out right now. I know that gun's there, I just don't want to render it out.
You got to upgrade your brain's graphics.
It's true, right? Because like, when I like picture gun now, right, I don't need to see that Joey's in the corner of my eye.
Yeah.
Because it's in the corner of my eye. But when I'm trying to remember the whole picture in my head when I'm in the dream, it's like that.
Your brain's like, sequential rendering.
Right.
Where it's like, you're still running a 1060? What's going on?
My draw distance is like lowest possible. Like when I'm walking up to the building, it starts to come in a frame. Yeah. It's like, it's a load of shit. What a weird fucking dream. What a weird shit.
Oh my God.
Like that though, where like the dream doesn't exist unless I'm focusing on it in the dream.
Mm. So have you ever had a dream that's taken place in somewhere that you're like very familiar with or like somewhere like, you know?
Yeah, all of my dreams are in places that I've been to in real life.
Right.
See, most of the time my dreams are in new places that I'm not aware of. I don't know what it is.
I don't think my brain is like capable of coming up with new locations.
Well, what I think it is, I think it's like stitching together things that I've seen passing.
Right. Yeah.
And what I, you know, like I can't visualize a lot of things, but I just know what's happening and I have an idea. It's really strange.
A lot of my dreams are in my house. They take place in my house.
That's strange. Really? I never have dreams in my house. Ever.
But it's like all sorts of fucked up shit happens in my house that shouldn't happen
which,
in my
which
house.
Which house?
Like your the Japan, house that Japan? I'm currently in.
Oh, the house.
Okay, so when your dreams start, right? I'm assuming it's not credit sequence, shot to door, Joey opens up, hey God, you know? Like, where, do you just wake the dream? It's like game start. You just wait, you just like, it starts in a weird ass location and you're like, what the fuck is going on?
No, it's always mid conversation.
Huh, what?
I never remember the start.
I'm just like, dreams. Oh, wait, what? I guess we're here now. Yeah,
because I guess I only remember my dreams when I realize I'm in a dream, so I never remember how I get there.
Yeah.
You know, I
don't see like the PlayStation boot up logo, you know, like it's just like, oh, I'm in the game.
I'm just like, oh, Dreamcast. Yeah. Brilliant.
It's almost weird because I feel like when I'm dreaming, I'm watching like a video and at some point in the video, I'll know that's me. Does that make sense? Like it's a series of events unfolding.
Yeah.
And I'm not necessarily constantly in that brain of the person experiencing it. This is so strange, right? This is really weird.
Even stranger question. Have you ever dreamed in third person?
Yeah.
That to me is like the weirdest fucking dream because like for some reason in my dream, it makes sense that I'm seeing myself in third person.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Okay, that, like for example,
even though I've never experienced that in my life.
Yeah.
That prison one.
Yeah.
It was weird because I remember this is gonna sound so strange. I remember shooting the guns, right?
Right.
But then I also remember watching me after shooting the guns.
So it flicks between first and third person.
And I the weird thing is that I then was able to feel the emotions of both.
Yeah.
When doing the dream act and then when watching me do the dream act.
Yeah.
This is so strange. I've never spoken about this
I've never spoken about and this
that,
before
now
either.
Now that you're talking, now that you're making me think about this, I'm realizing how weird this sounds to say out loud. Like this must sound so bizarre. I don't know if anyone else has.
I don't think a dream conversation is going to be normal.
I've never had a conversation just about my dreams before with anyone.
Yeah, but like the best way I can describe how it is like, you know when you're like playing Halo, right?
Yeah.
And there's that theater mode
yeah.
where just any point you can just unclip from the camera.
Yeah.
And like just, but I'm not choosing where the camera goes, but I'm seeing it from a perspective and I don't understand whose or what it is.
Sometimes, yeah, sometimes I have like amazing cinematography in my film. And I don't know how, like-
If only the YouTube videos could match.
Yeah, right? Like, I don't know how it happens, but sometimes I'm in first person and then I go to like a new area or something and I have this really a new area on the map or something and like my dream switches to like this establishing shot of this like new this new landscape and I'm in and I'm just like I remember thinking in the dream, damn, that looks cool as fuck. And then I load back into my character or something. And it's so, I don't know how to describe it. It's so
Wait,
fucking
your dream
weird.
Has cutscenes? Is that what you're saying? This man's dream literally has cutscenes. And when it's over, he goes back into first person.
It's,
Holy shit.
It's I don't know why. Like, I think sometimes I dream in games.
Your dreams sound like a Kojima game.
Yeah. Yeah, sometimes I dream in games and sometimes I dream in movies, which is why, like, it never makes sense to me how I can possibly dream in third person. And like at the time it makes sense because like you never see yourself in third person.
By third person, do you mean like in a movie, like from a movie camera standpoint, or are we talking like GTA, like behind yourself?
Sometimes both.
Really?
Yeah.
I think it's weird, really, because again, I know that I'm in this situation and I fully understand that it's a dream, but I never ever like think that like this is wrong.
Yeah.
Because I'm in the moment and it's what my mind is making up. So it always feels natural when I'm in this dream.
Like for some reason, I'm just fucking remembering this now. Like talk to you guys. Every time I'm in an interrogation room, I'm never like POV. It's never POV interrogation room. It's always it's always side view. Like this is fucking JCS criminal investigations or something. It's so weird. I don't know why. So I'm in like, anytime I have a conversation in an interrogation room, I'm always in third person. I don't know why, but
so weird.
It always feels like I'm in control of what I'm saying.
I'm sure that's purely because we've just like consumed media that where they portray those things like that, right? So like, I'd be interested to see if another person who has never seen like an interrogation scene in a movie, how they would see.
Yeah, because I've never been in an interrogation in my life. Right. So that's, I guess it kind of makes sense.
I've also found that if I'm highly anxious about something when going to bed, there's like a 90% chance my dream is going to be about that.
That's only ever happened a few times. And that's only ever happened with homework and exams for me. Huh.
Like I was playing that Pogo Stuck game recently.
Yeah.
And
did it give you nightmares?
And I had like nightmares that I was stuck in this game and that I couldn't stop playing this game because I couldn't beat it. Because I was making I played it for like 8 hours and I made no progress. And then I went to bed. All I could feel was me playing the game in the dream. And then I was playing it and I was like, I couldn't get out. It's horrible.
That's a nightmare.
That was a nightmare. That's a true nightmare. That was a horrible nightmare.
That's a scarier nightmare than you dying.
The worst part was I knew I was in a nightmare and I was getting more annoyed because I was like, why am I wasting time where I could be actually doing this? But instead I'm in the nightmare, stuck in a cycle playing it in my nightmare. What a weird thing to dream about.
Do you ever have like moments where your dream is so intense that you don't feel like you've slept at all?
Yeah, I wake up more tired than I went to bed.
I've never had that.
Yeah, because sometimes because you go on such an emotional journey in this dream, or at least I do, that I wake up just like exhausted.
So what do you do then? Just get another 8 hours?
Like? Huh? I get up, but sometimes I just like feel like I haven't slept at all just because I feel like I was awake in my dreams, so I didn't really sleep at all. I don't know, it's really weird.
Yeah, like the worst nightmares I've had is I go to sleep obviously tired and I'm probably not in like a right state of mind right, before I go to bed, hence the reason why I have the nightmare. And then I have that nightmare, I wake up in that fucking cold sweat like, fuck, I'm so tired after that. But I don't want to go back to bed because I know if I close my eyes right now, it's just going to be like to be continued. Like it's just going to happen again.
Dude, I don't know. Why is it where you have a fun dream, you can never get back into the dream?
Yeah.
When you have a nightmare-
The nightmare's like, I'm waiting for you.
When you have a nightmare, you go back to sleep, you re-enter the nightmare.
Well, I think it's because like probably stress and stuff, right? Like it's probably-
It just comes out from behind the tree. Like
like Freddy's like, hey guy, hey boy. You're sleeping again? Nice. Right. Yeah, I don't know why. Yeah, I find it so much easier to re-enter my nightmares than to re-enter my fun dreams.
Can I get a round of applause, everyone? Because this episode is sponsored by Manscaped. They've just launched their Ultra Premium Collection. Believe it or not, it's for your not-so-private parts. I'm talking about a leveled-up hygiene routine with your favorite manly scent. This is an all-in-one skin and hair care kit for the everyday man and covers you from head to toe, literally. Manscaped is trusted below the waist. Now trust them with the rest of your body.
We all know how essential the Manscaped Lawnmower 4.0 is for that precise trim below the waist. But now, you can enhance your perfect grooming routine with the Ultra Premium Collection. Connor, what does this include?
I thought you'd never ask, Aunt, because it includes Manscaped's premium deodorant. Not for your balls.
What?
For your stanky armpits. And don't forget their body wash, which will lather you up with their infused aloe vera and sea salt shower gel.
That sounds so nice.
And the 2-in-1 shampoo and conditioner to clean your scalp. And finally, a free gift, gentlemen. A 3-pack set of lip balm to keep those chappers feeling moist.
That's 4 products plus a gift
Ooh. Inside the Ultra Premium Collection. What a score, guys.
So get 20% off plus free shipping by going to manscaped.com/trash taste. That's 20% off plus free shipping at manscaped.com/trash taste. The power of attraction is now in a bottle, thanks to Manscaped.
These nuts.
Back to the episode.
Okay, so since we're on the dream topic, do you guys sleep talk?
Yeah, I sleep talk.
Really?
I don't think I sleep
Generally just, this is going to sound terrible. Just screams.
Are you serious?
I like shout in my
dreams. It's probably every time you die, right?
Yeah. It's like, oh, he died.
You've been around me, right, while I've sleep talked, right?
I've never heard you sleep talk. I've heard you snore very heavily.
Yeah. I don't know if it was screaming or snoring. Or if it was crisp fucking snoring.
Like that. Not that loud, but like, ah!
Like that. Really?
Did you ever like sleep talk during when you did your subathon and you slept on stream? Is there like-
I muted the mic.
Oh, you muted
Oh. Damn, that's
just in case I was fighting that dragon that could only be defeated by racism.
Yeah, I only asked because Aki has recently started sleep talking like a lot.
Yeah,
and I'm like kind of concerned because by sleep talk she randomly shouts out phrases that just don't make sense when you think about it in a sequential manner. Like I remember, like, because Aki's the kind of person who, like, literally head touches the pillow, 3 seconds later she's snoring,
mm-hmm.
right? Like instantly, yeah, like that, jealous. Which I'm so fucking jealous of. But then now it's gotten to the point where like 3 seconds after the head hits the pillow, starts snoring, 5 seconds later, she says a random thing.
Huh.
And like, I thought the first time she did it, I thought she was joking.
Right.
Because it happened in the span of like 10 seconds. So I just started laughing. Like, I think, I remember her, like she's like, all right, good night, goes to sleep, starts snoring. And then she just goes, legs. I was like,
maybe she's like in one of Gaunt. Maybe she's in one of Gaunt's dreams. She's like reading the title card.
Chapter three legs. And then I started laughing, and I was like, "Come on, sweetie, what are you doing?" But she continues to snore, and I was like, "Wait, are you serious?" And then she goes, "Butt fries." And so I had to shake her awake. I was like, Are you fucking with me right now? And she wakes up and she's like, what time is it? I was like, it's been 20 seconds. What are you on? Because in her head, it's like an hour has passed or something.
Yeah, yeah.
See, that's weird. Again, like whenever I sleep, I always know how much time has passed when I wake up. I don't understand how.
Yeah, like Sydney has a lot of nightmares when she sleeps. And like I know when she's going through a nightmare because she's just in panic mode. Like I can tell when she's running away from a fucking monster because she's just like... like that.
Too much NTR.
And I know, because like, I know when that happens, I have to wake her up and be like, you're in a nightmare, honey. Don't worry. It's all, so you're in the safe zone. I'm here.
Is she like when a dog has like a dream of running and they just like start kicking their legs?
Yes. It's so obvious. Not only like when Sydney's dreaming, but like the type of dream she's having, because she won't say words, but she'll make noises depending on the type of mood that she's in. Right. So if she's like having a nightmare, which is like most of the time, she'll start like fucking panicking. She'll have like a panic attack in her dreams and all this kind of shit. When she's like happy, she'll just like laugh and just smile and all this shit. Like it's so obvious to say, like sometimes I see her and she's just like, has like the biggest smile on her face. I'm just like, I wish I was you right now, Sydney, because you're having a fucking fun dream right now.
I don't know why seeing someone with a huge fucking grin as they sleep is the creepiest thing ever. Like, could you just like imagine walking into the room and someone's just like, as they sleep, like
that's really creepy.
That's so
actually
creepy.
I completely forgot. I do actually. I don't scream. Sometimes I physically like laugh myself awake. But something really funny happens, or someone says a really funny joke, and I actually like physically laugh, and I'm just like, oh, I was dreaming.
Now that you mentioned it, I don't think I've ever had like funny dreams.
I've never had a funny dream either.
You've never had funny dreams?
No.
Wow, that's so strange. Now that you've mentioned that.
I'm depressed even in my dreams.
It's always something fucking extreme in my dreams.
Yeah.
Okay, it's never been, like, I've never had funny dreams where I guess I'm in a deep sleep, but most of the time it's, you know, have you ever had like a micro dream?
Yeah.
Where you, it's when you're like really, really tired and you're not like completely, it's so weird to describe because you don't feel like you're completely asleep, but then you start hallucinating some shit.
or like it's or like you, you know, you,
like a daydream,
like not like a daydream. Well, what does a daydream count to as you count to for you?
Daydream is just like you're just bored sitting there and you just start imagining some shit.
No. So like you're like actually really like physically tired and you start going to sleep, right? So you're not like completely in a deep sleep, but you still start dreaming as well. So right. it's like half a lucid dream. Because it's so easy. It's like sometimes I wake myself up by like falling over and you get like the fucking jerk. It's like jerk. And you're like, yeah. Oh fuck.
The inception method.
The inception method. And you're just like, for fuck's sake, I was so close to being asleep. And then I had to like jerk myself awake.
Yeah.
And then sometimes someone says something funny in that brief micro dream. And I like laugh myself awake. I was like, for fuck's sake, I was so close to sleeping. I was so close to actually being asleep.
I want to be there when you experience that just to see how fucking weird it is from my perspective. It's just like Gant just like sitting there and just
hello. I've never seen Gant do this.
It's weird.
No, because it's like, because I very rarely like micro dream. I don't know, it's really weird, but so you must have had the dream where you've jerked yourself awake, right? Have you ever had that?
You could have phrased that better.
No, like your body literally jerks, like because you like hallucinate that you're. Is there another word I could use? I feel like that's the
jolt.
Best. Jolt.
Jolt.
Okay. Jolt yourself away.
Did you jerk yourself away?
Yeah. Did you jerk your? Oh, thank God.
Oh, I'm back, baby.
Oh, thank God.
Jolt. I've never used the word
I'm
jolt.
I'm going to wake up.
Oh! I don't think I've ever used the word jolt.
We need some synonyms for jerk right jerk. Now. We
do. I've had those like stereotypical like on the train. Like times where like, you know, you're just closing your eyes because it's a long train ride.
Yeah.
And you have that thing where you fall forward and you just like that. Is that what you mean?
No. I'm talking about where you literally-
Or you're like literally in the dream.
You're literally in half a dream and then you imagine falling over or tripping over.
Oh, that happens a lot. Yeah, I do that. I'll like kick my leg out or something.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
So okay. that's kind of what I'm talking about. But instead of like imagining that I'm falling, sometimes I imagine someone saying something funny or something funny happening and then I just laugh. And then it's just like,
so it's like an emotional jerk.
Yeah, yeah, it's like an emotional jerk. Right. Yeah,
I don't have that at all.
Like yeah, sometimes you know, you imagine like a ball flying towards you and then you jerk yourself awake as well.
Yeah, that's happened a lot.
That's happened a lot in my dream as well. Yeah.
But like it's weird, sometimes I won't be dreaming of anything and then it will very quickly cut to a ball being
I don't understand why that
like, think fast.
Yeah, so I'm literally like not being a dream, and then something just flies at me and I'm like, and I just immediately fall back to sleep. But it's not like a full awake.
No, that's what I mean. It's like it's like a micro dream, right? Where you're not fully asleep, but you're not fully awake. Right. And then your brain's just like, ah, think fast. Think fast, motherfucker.
So I'm just kidding. You're fine. Go back to bed. You're right.
Like sleepwalking.
Just a prank.
You ever met anyone who sleepwalked? You ever sleepwalked yourself? Or
no,
like that?
No.
My uncle apparently used to be a really, really bad sleepwalker and sleep talker. Like my dad would tell me stories of how my uncle, because they used to sleep in like a bunk.
So bizarre, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like it's such a crazy thing.
Yeah. And then he just like, there was one time where actually, no, I have a story of when I sleepwalked once.
Right.
Yeah. The only time apparently that I ever sleepwalked was when I was little. Like I was like maybe 4 or 5 years old.
Right.
And apparently I walked into my parents' room and I was asleep. And my mom saw it. She was like, what the fuck are you doing? And then she realized that I was, my eyes were closed.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh fuck, he's sleepwalking. And I was saying something to her, but like, it wasn't really words. It was kind of just like,
wake up, you dumb fuck.
And then the moment she went, wake up, you dumb fuck, was when I walked over to the corner of their room and there was like a washing basket. Mm. And apparently I pulled my pants down trying to pee into it.
That's so weird. Okay, okay. I have.
And then my mom was like, what?
I have a worryingly similar story. Not of me. That's so crazy.
Yeah.
So my little brother had a sleepover with one of his friends, right? And I was the one who was, I'd stay awake a little longer than I should have.
Yeah,
I was playing on my Game Boy, whatever. And our house, the floorboards creak really fucking loudly.
Yeah. Right.
And obviously I've been in this house for years. So I could tell based off what creak, where someone was in the house and where they were coming from.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and what point they were on the stairs, what point they were.
Yeah.
It's like some kind of fucking daredevil shit, except only for my house.
Yeah.
So I heard someone who kept walking to the middle of the like top of the stairs and then back to my little brother's room and then back to the stairs,
yeah,
and then back to the my little brother's room, like really slowly.
Right.
And then after this happened twice, I was like, what the fuck? So I watched, and he just walked to the top of the stairs, mumbled something, and then went back. And
right,
I was like, what the fuck? And then he went to the top of the stairs, and then this is where I was getting worried, because I'm like, what if he just like falls down?
Yeah, dangerous.
So he just starts walking down the stairs really slowly.
Right.
And this is where I was like, what do I do? Because I didn't know what you're supposed to do when someone's sleepwalking. I've heard loads of, you've heard like myths, if you wake them up, they can die. So I was like, it seems like he's doing it okay. I didn't want to wake him up, because what if he wakes up, he's like,
yeah.
I would, I'd fucking, I'd jump, bro.
So I was like,
you're awake. You know, like, I was like, shit, what do I do? So I see that he starts walking down the stairs, but like doing this thing where he's going back and forth. So I'm like, huh. And I saw that like he was like mumbling. So I was like, I think he's sleepwalking.
Yeah.
So I go to follow him, and he's going down the stairs really slowly, and he gets to the bottom of the stairs. And so I go to the bottom of the stairs, and then he opens the door to the living room and just goes in the living room. This is like the fucking, like, I don't know. This is like a horror film. He stood there pitch black. Because I didn't turn the lights on.
That's so scary.
All I had was my Game Boy SP Advance to like light the thing. I didn't want to turn the lights on because I didn't want to like
jolt him.
It was literally like, I was like the shitty like max brightness slider up, trying to like figure out what's going on. And I see him and he's just standing there mumbling for like a good like 10, 20 seconds. And I'm freaking out because I'm like, what do I do? Like, do I go and like wake my little brother up? Do I go and tell my parents? Because I don't know what he's going to do. So I was just watching him. Making sure. Bear in mind, I was like 14, 15 at the time. I didn't know what the fuck was going on. And so he's standing there in the middle of this living room and then just slowly starts like walking towards the TV and then walking back to where he was. And then he walks to the TV and there's my video games all there, like in those, like one of those old 2000s metal racks where you slide it in.
Yeah.
And then he just starts pulling down his pants. And then I was like, no! I was like, not on my games! And that's where I woke him up and I was like, no. And then he woke up and said, whoa, like that. Like, it was really weird.
How did he react to him just like standing?
He acted like I was the weirder. I remember that. I remember being like, what? He reacted like I was being weird. Like, because I was like, stop, like shaking him.
I was exactly the same as well. Like, my parents were like, what the fuck are you doing? And I'm like, what do you mean, what the fuck?
And
then I looked down and my pants were down and I was like, okay, that makes sense.
So he hadn't got them down, but he was undoing them. And that's where I was like, you're not pissing on my fucking PS2
games. Oh no, my pants were like fully down. My hand was on my dick and I was like ready to go on this like full basket of laundry.
So when you woke
up, I was like, oh.
So when you woke up, did you momentarily think like they were the weirdos?
Yeah.
Okay, see, that's
I was like, because I looked over and my mom was like really worried look and like shaking me. And
that's
I'm like,
what I got.
Like, what's the problem? What?
I didn't even really know this kid. I barely knew him. So I was like, we never really like, whenever I saw him, it was always awkward after that because he just always remembered that time where he woke up and I was like, what the fuck?
When he always pissed on your games.
Yeah, he pissed on my PS2 collection. My Wii probably. I don't know what it was. Wii.
Should you tweet on your Wii?
Like, do you ever get the point where like there's something happening in the real world where like you hear a sound or something, or like you need to go to the toilet and it gets like integrated into your dream for like a good while?
I don't know if but I probably don't remember it.
Like the most annoying thing for me is when I need to go to the toilet in my dream, because I don't immediately wake up when I go to the toilet or when I need to go to the toilet. But like, luckily my brain has a disconnect between my body and my brain because there has been several times, right? Where I've really needed to piss. And I, like in my dream, I don't know I'm dreaming, but I acknowledge the fact that I really, really need to piss.
Yeah.
Right. So I've had several like 5 minute pisses in my dreams and the feeling of the piss just won't go away because obviously I'm only pissing in my dream and not in real life. So I'm like urinating and I'm like, I get so frustrated in my dream because no matter how much I urinate, the feeling of needing that to urinate so never goes away.
That's really weird. If I feel something, if I piss myself in my dream, I'm pissing myself in.
I'm definitely like that's how
100%
I'm
happening.
I almost shit myself doing that once.
Okay, hold up. First of all, let me ask you a few questions. How can you replicate the feeling of pissing so accurately in the dream?
Yeah,
to me,
without actually pissing.
I can't replicate feelings I know that it's not accurate in the dream. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
When I get punched in a dream, it doesn't feel like a real punch. I can distinguish between that.
Yeah, does it not? Okay, no. Like for me, that's it's so strange. For me, it
you must
feels
be in some
real.
Like Inception fifth level dream. Yeah, I'm not getting this shit. What are you experiencing? I'm like, so what?
I'm like five level deep.
Holy
five
shit!
Five levels
bro.
Deep, and I'm like in front of this urinal pissing, and I'm just like, why is the feeling of urinating not going away?
Holy shit!
Why am I pissing?
Is there an establishment shot of the toilet as well before you start?
you're like level 10 dreaming. I'm level 2. This sounds insane.
Yeah, I don't know. And it's like I'm just like at some point in the dream, I just give up on trying to get rid of this urination. I go on with the dream,
so strange.
And then I wake up and being like, oh. That's why I needed to piss, because it was a dream and I need to piss in real life.
And you hadn't pissed your pants.
No, I hadn't pissed my pants. And then,
okay.
And I have like the most satisfying
that's
piss
so
of my
weird.
Life when
no,
that happens.
Because like, yeah, because for me, like every time I've had a dream when I was a kid of going to the toilet, I've 100% pissed my pants. Like I wake up and I'm just like,
I love
oh,
the confidence. Like, I love that.
No, because, 100%. Yeah, because 100%. 100%. And you know, because of that, one time I was shit myself while I was asleep. Here's the problem of growing up with a bidet your whole life with a heated toilet seat is the fact that it's just as a kid you're just ingrained into your head of oh my butt is warm, I'm sitting on a toilet, right? So in my dream I'm on the toilet and I can feel that my butt is warm, right? Because it's a heated toilet seat.
Yeah,
so in my head I'm like, oh, butt warm, I'm on a toilet. This is reality. I'm actually going to take a shit. Right. And so in my dream, I almost start taking a shit, but then I was like, something's not right. Why can I not shit right now? It's like, I had the feeling that I needed to shit, but I couldn't, like nothing was coming out. And it wasn't like a constipation type of thing. It was like literally like, I know I need to shit, but nothing's coming out.
Right.
And then I woke up and I was like, oh, now I actually need a shit. Like I was like prairie dogging in bed. I was like, oh God, I was this close to shitting myself
that's
in my
so
bed.
So strange. Man. I'm in my dream, I'm able to communicate to like my non-dream brain being like, oh, you need to piss.
Oh no, I'm not like that.
So I can stop the dream if I need to pee. Like I can control
that. There's been so many instances where I know I'm in a dream, like I'm in a nightmare. No, it's every time I'm in a nightmare. I know I'm in a nightmare. I can't wake up. I'm just like, Gant, wake up now. Huh. Please wake up. Yeah. I remember one time I was getting chased by this murderer or someone like that. It was like a scene out of, what's that Jack Nicholson film? The Shining.
Yeah.
Like it was like the scene out of The Shining where I'm like getting chased by fucking Jack Nicholson or something. Yeah. And I knew I was in a nightmare.
Yeah.
I just didn't want to experience dying.
Yeah.
Right. In the dream. Cause it still felt real.
Yeah, of course.
Right? And I'm just like, Gant, wake up. Nothing happens. I'm like, Gant, I know you're dreaming right now. I know you're fucking dreaming. Fucking murderer like goes around the corner, start fucking legging it. And I'm like, Gant, I know you're dreaming right now. Wake up. And my body refused to wake up until I died. And it was, I don't know why my brain is such an asshole that I can't wake myself up.
It's like, no, you want to experience this.
But I can only force, like choose to wake up when I need to pee or shit.
Okay.
Oh, I can't even do that.
I can't, in the dream, I'll feel it. I know that when I'm experiencing this dream that I can feel this like urge.
Sensation, yeah.
And I know that I need to do it.
Yeah.
I won't stop the dream unless I get to a point where it feels uncomfortable. And then I think I'll just be like,
damn, you're on like 5G. I'm on like dial up.
I don't know.
I'm just like, you need a piss. You need a piss. And my brain's like, all right, hold on. Sending that's the Morse so code strange. Right now. It's going to take a while.
Weird, man.
I wonder,
I'm sure people in the comments have like even weirder dreams.
I'm curious now because I don't think I've had such an in-depth talk about my dreams before.
I've never spoken about my dreams before. I thought it was normal that you knew you were in a dream.
No,
I thought that was normal.
Yeah, that's a lucid dream. That's why they call it a lucid dream.
It's not for you.
I thought everyone had that because that's mainly the ones I have.
I've tried like using methods to lucid dream because there's like tutorials of like, here's how to lucid dream. Yeah. And one of them was like, cut a ping pong ball in half and put them on your eyelids.
So
and I'm like,
people want to lucid dream?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah,
because they want to control their dreams, right? They want to do whatever they want in their dream.
Because most people, when they know they're in a dream, can control their dream.
Yeah, like I have no... Like 99 times out of 100, I have no control of my dream.
It's weird. I have
control your dream though.
So you can do whatever the fuck you want.
It's like your imagination. Just fucking do it normally. Do it awake.
No, I can't fly in my dreams. I can't like fucking
like run at a million miles an hour.
My brain forces me to like experience it.
Yeah.
But I can't just be like, all right, tonight I'm going to dream about, I don't know, fucking 100 bitches. Like I can't do that.
Doesn't that take away the excitement of dreams if you choose what you're doing?
No, it just means, like I said, it's literally, to me, it's like playing GTA with cheats on. Where you just have fun. It's just having like fun in this open world.
Yeah.
Like at that point, like people are NPCs when I realize that this is a dream and I'm just like, I can do whatever I want. I can fly to a different city. So I can, I can jack cars. It's fucking great. I have so much fun.
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah. I would be interested in someone psychoanalyzing our dreams.
Yeah, honestly.
Like, because we all obviously have three different perspectives on how we dream. And how, like the experiences we have when we dream.
It's so bizarre.
This has been a very bizarre episode of Trash Taste.
Dreamologists out there, is that what they're called? I don't know.
Yeah.
Dreamologists.
Sounds like a Disney job.
Dreamologists.
Yeah, what are your experience with dreams? Do you relate to us? Do you have something entirely different? Let us know, because
generally- Are you a god, Joey, or con?
Yeah.
Can't. You're a con, or Joey, or god.
Yeah, genuinely, because I've never heard of anyone really talking about their dreams in depth.
Strange.
And this is the first time for me as well.
Wow, weird.
Yeah.
You know what isn't weird though? Our patrons.
Hell yeah, they're not.
I bet they have awesome dreams.
Hell yeah.
They can control their dreams. Just like you can control yourself by supporting us on Patreon.
Yes.
At patreon.com/trashdays. Also follow us on Twitter, send us your memes on the subreddit, and if you hate our face, listen to us on Spotify.
I can't wait for the fucking memes of this episode. Of like the fucking wacky fucking dreams that we've had.
I'm excited. I'm excited.
It's gonna be like the wildest dream, the wildest week in the subreddit.
Oh my God.
Yeah,
right,
that's been this dream-filled episode of Trash Taste.
Don't worry, this wasn't a dream.
this entire episode has felt like a fucking fever dream. That's how this episode started, actually. Yeah. Talking
about
fever dreams.
I'm gonna wake myself up from this dream because I really need to piss.
All right, everyone, guys, bye.
Bye.